talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What is the future for the young generation?
What is the future for the young generation, Rodney?
Oh, I'm supposed to answer.
I don't know.
Well, the future is keep your radio.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
If you start a sentence with, not to be racist, but, well, you probably shouldn't have started that sentence. But if you did, here's how to finish. Not to be racist, but you make some great points, black person. I'll be on my way. Oh, and thank you for Michael Jackson.
Hello, Kevin and Bean, you cowards. I forced myself to listen to just a portion of your piece of radio show this morning. And it still sucks. Moron.
And now.
Well, we don't feel very respected.
Our feature presentation.
I love angry guy.
He is angry.
He's very mad
at
any number of things, any number of people. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeBeach Show. It's Thursday. It is the 24th of September.
Or 5th.
Yeah. Or 25th. Could be the 25th as well.
You know, you shattered my dreams there, because here I was all excited that it's three quarters Christmas and I was, you know, looking forward to the celebration today. And then you said the 24th and I thought, oh, my God, am I a day off? Is it the 24th? Do I have to wait till tomorrow now? So it is the 25th.
Yeah.
And it's three quarters Christmas.
Listen, you know you annoy people by doing that. People love it. So stop.
There's a lot of support.
Christmas.
There's not a lot of support.
Shut up.
That's not true.
A lot of support.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to tell you that half Christmas is more popular. I agree that half Christmas is the
best.
There's
no such thing as three quarters Christmas.
But three quarters Christmas is gaining steam, my friend.
You know who else has a lot of support? Justin Bieber. Doesn't make him good.
Not a valid comparison. Hey, we have an excellent Kevin DeBeach Show today, but before we get started, you know how you look dimly on many world records, Kevin? You're the guy who, you know, a guy plays chess for 10 days to set a world record, and you go, so what? You played chess for 10 days.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of records. A guy pogo sticks for a month, and you're like, so? You pogo sticked for a month. What does that get you?
And it's not that what they did was unimpressive. It's just that, why is there a record in that category?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why does that category exist?
And once you've done that, how does that fundamentally change anything, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Like, what's the advantage of there even being a guy playing chess for 10 days or whatever?
Because you can be an a-hole and go look at the book.
I guess. Well, here's a record. Tell me if you think this is anything.
Right.
This is a trio of Norwegian men that are in the news. Tae Young Park, Øystein Djupvik, and Gunnar Garfors. They now are in the Guinness Book of World Records, or will be.
Did you say Gupvik?
No, it's Djupvik.
Oh, okay.
That's better.
They just went to 19 countries in 24 hours. That's the record that they just set. 19 countries in 24 hours. They started in Greece at midnight on September the 22nd, and then they traveled northwest, passing through Bulgaria, then Macedonia, Kosovo, Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, Slovenia, Austria, Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, France, and Switzerland, ending in Liechtenstein just before the 24-hour period was up. Now, is that
that's a stupid record.
It doesn't sound
like... It's irrelevant.
Well, it's absolutely no fun.
That's what I was going to say. It doesn't sound like there's any whatever joy you might get from traveling, you get none of that here because you're just on the Amazing Race for a day, right? That's what this is.
Yeah, without the prizes.
Yeah, right, exactly. To get around quickly, the group used both rental cars and took two commercial flights. They flew between Macedonia and Serbia and between Austria and Germany. And I'm looking at a map of how they did it. And obviously, they planned it out very carefully to see if they could get to, you know, as many places as possible in a 24-hour period. But they did set the record. They tried back in May, by the way, and only tied with the previous record holders and made it through 17 countries.
How is there a previous record for that? That's such a dumb category.
Garfors wrote on his blog, "I don't like sharing, not world records at least. The route is all brand new. We put even more planning into the project this time, and we have had the experience. We had the experience of failure last time. We had to beat that. So this time around, they said they got some bad weather in Switzerland and some trouble with one rental car in Greece just before the start of the race. But other than that, it was pretty smooth sailing. Now that we've been on the road, we should be tired, but setting a new world record feels like winning the lottery, and we wonder if we should continue to travel for 24 hours more.
Yes, you should. You should travel until you die. So no one cares.
They just went to 19 countries in 24 hours, and your response is basically...
Who cares?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, what's the point of that? It's not something that people are interested in, is it? Do you know what I mean? Like, No, absolutely not. I guess if you're a weightlifter and you set a world record, that's impressive because there's a lot of other people that are trying to get that record.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people are trying to get this record?
Not many, I would imagine.
Probably just the other guy. And then
right.
These guys, probably.
Although you could scorch them by just going out and beating it.
Right. But then I'd be doing something that's stupid. And it would cost a lot of money.
Exactly.
And then at the end of it, I would get nothing.
It doesn't seem like there's a payoff for this, does it?
No.
I mean, because are you really – you're not really going to those countries if you're just driving through one corner of it to be in that country for 2 minutes, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You're not having fun in any way.
You're not getting any of the benefits of travel.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Well, Kevin, it is what we thought it would be.
Good. Dr. Drew will be on the show. Always love having him.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla will be on the show with This Week in Rage. I'm going to ask the question, do girls like bold guys?
It's a good question.
Seems to be a lot of stories in the news about guys who are getting more hair, oddly enough. Some of them strangely, some of them unattractive. So we'll ask that. Muggs is desperately scared of going bald.
Look, I think Muggs is in the majority of men who start to lose their hair. They panic because they don't know how much of their looks or identity is wrapped up in having a luscious full head of hair. I think it's very common what Muggs is going through.
Well, and they don't know how they're going to look bald.
They don't know
how everyone
look.
Looks good bald.
And, you know, they don't know. And the primary reason we're doing the topic today is how is this going to affect my ability to get chicks?
Yeah.
Yours?
No, I'm saying that's going through the guy's mind.
I see, yeah. So we have that coming up this morning. Plus, we have comedian Adam Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about that. And we have tickets for the Long Beach Comic Con.
Awesome.
How about that? So that's coming up as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat Neck. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52.
He is back. Ladies and gentlemen, we missed him yesterday. Ralph Garman in the chair. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
In the chair.
In the chair.
That sounds bad. It sounds like I'm waiting for a call from the governor. I don't know if I like that at all. You're in the chair now. Good luck, boy. You're in the chair.
Any last words?
I didn't do it.
What's your last meal, Ralph, if you ever find yourself in that unfortunate situation?
Mac and cheese.
Charlize Theron.
That's a good choice.
You win.
Thank you.
Could you see making that phone call?
Mac and cheese? Can I get lobster mac and cheese? Oh, Bean,
is that what you have, Kevin, is mac and cheese?
You missed it. You missed it, Bean. You missed the whole conversation while you were on vacation about Kevin and the child's menu.
These people that I work with, Bean, don't know how to eat.
Yeah, that's our problem.
So that's the issue.
Well, they do
eat. Sorry you missed that.
They do eat like people who are no longer eat.
That is true. That's how we eat. And other people eat otherwise. All right, let's talk about show business news. Jeremy Renner turns out is married. Who knew? Not us, but we found out yesterday.
Really?
Got tied in a secret ceremony with his longtime girlfriend, Sonny Pacheco.
I thought you had to have a reality show and the build-up for about a year and a half.
No, you can just go off quietly and just get married.
Tabloid stories about how you've broken up and then back together.
Nope. Hmm. It's a long time coming. The couple already has a one-year-old daughter named Ava Berlin Renner together. And so they're very happy now.
But where's the pregnant mistress that has to be part of the story,
no,
or the family member that won't accept the other person? None of that?
No, but if you are craving that, let me give you a little Wiz Khalifa news.
All right.
Amber Rose has booted Wiz Khalifa out of their house. They are breaking up after just 14 months of wedded bliss. Irreconcilable differences.
They gave it a go.
She said. How do you even know they're irreconcilable after 14 months? Doesn't irreconcilable mean there's no possible way we can reconcile them?
Yeah.
How long did you try? You've only been married for 14 months. She wants full custody of their son, Sebastian. And she claims that Wiz Khalifa may have been unfaithful. What? A rapper? How dare you, Amber Rose. Or Caillou, as you're better known. Amber Rose has a giant blonde head.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
She's an interesting looking lady.
Yes, she is.
She sure is.
Isn't she the one? She used to date Kanye West back in the day, remember?
Yeah, she did.
That's where she became well known.
Is it just good when you say that?
She's attractive.
She's pretty.
But it's a very unique, severe sort of attractive, yeah. I mean, she shaves her head.
Okay. Right.
Pull up a picture of Amber Rose for Kevin. Can we, Beer Mug?
And she wears a lot of see-through outfits.
Yeah, she's very...
She calls a lot of attention to herself.
Yeah, she's very sort of free with her body.
Because interesting can mean a lot of things, including horrible.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
There she is. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's lovely. I think she'd look better with hair.
I do, too.
But she's got
she's
boobs.
Beautiful.
She's got those boobs.
Didn't notice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Now that you say that. Yeah.
Yeah, she's lovely, but she's very unique. Interesting, I would almost say.
I would say that as well now.
Anyway, yeah, they're splitting up. So, Kevin, you got a shot now. That's what I'm saying, basically.
Dibs.
Get yourself a little bald chick.
I'm still not sure how it works. How the dibs
how
thing
dibs?
Works. But
you called it.
I called
you
it,
get
so
it.
That's what I thought.
That's okay. All that matters. Hey, Weezer. You like the Weezer?
I love the Weezer.
I know you love the Weezer. Weezer's going to do a few club shows where they will play their entire new album live every night in front of an audience. How cool is that?
I love the songs I've heard so far from the new record. Love
them. Me too. Six dates are as follows. October the 25th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Boston on the 26th of October. Then New York City on the 27th. San Francisco on November the 2nd. Pomona, California on the 6th. And then here at home in Los Angeles on the 7th. Of November.
Bitchin'!
New Weezer album will be out on October the 7th. You can pick it up then, but as being mentioned, nothing. I've heard nothing but good stuff so far from that album.
Can I add something else to your list of Weezer performances, Ralph?
Sure.
1 week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Performing live here on the Kevin DeVine Show.
What the what?
That's right.
With the what and
that's
the what?
Right. Week from tomorrow. Very excited. Just had him in when the new single debuted, and now we got him. Ahead of the album, can't wait.
I don't buy it. You're a liar.
You know their biggest hit so far, though, right?
Pain free Monday. It's a fun day. And it's happening all around the world.
They can write a hook, huh? They can write a hook.
Sounds great.
Sounds great. And I thought this was interesting. A lot of celebrities will use their family's name if they're related to someone famous to try to gain their own fame.
Right.
Not so for little Lizzie Pattinson. She was on Britain's The X Factor. She sang a Bonnie Raitt song, blew the judges away. She is moving on deep into the next round for that reality competition singing show. But it turns out she's Rob Pattinson's sister, and no one knew.
No kidding.
She didn't mention it. That it was never brought up.
Good
and,
for her.
And she's... making it on her own, which I think is kind of cool. It would never happen in America, by the way. Not in a million years. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Donald Glover. He's 31 years old today. Rapper T.I. is 34. Catherine Zeta-Jones turns 45. Will Smith is 46. Actor Tate Donovan is 51 years old today. Michael Madsen turns 57. Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, is 63 years old today. Michael Douglas is 70. That's right, because Catherine Zeta-Jones' birthday today, and they have the same birthday, and they're married.
There you go.
Barbara Walters is 85 years old today, and model Cheryl Teagues celebrates her 67th birthday today. Kevin, I think you missed it when we talked about Cheryl Teagues. She was the guest in a baseball broadcast booth during a baseball game, Minnesota Twins game recently.
Like a guest announcer, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We probably don't have time here. We'll play a little couple highlights of her performance.
Was she great?
She was you.
Pretty bus Cheryl.
Cheryl, yeah. I think she had a few too many tall boys before the seventh inning stretch. seemed like she was pretty lit up.
I can't wait.
So we'll play some of that in a little bit. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
1 week from today, by the way, we invite you to join K-Rock at Universal Studios Hollywood for K-Rock's Vein Drain Blood Drive. Every year we try to get in on helping out the Red Cross and other organizations that need blood. And you, the K-Rock listeners, generally show up. Lots of great K-Rock prizes are going to be down there. Ralph Garman's going to be down there starting at 6 a.m. You get all the details and sign up for an appointment at krock.com. It's 1 week from today, Universal Studios, K-Rock's Vein Drain Blood Drive. Thanks in advance for your help.
We're going to talk later about girls and do they like bald guys.
Okay.
Most guys don't look good bald. We have a Throwback Thursday photo that I believe is going up on the website.
It's up at the Facebook page right now. I know that I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's Bean and I bald.
Yes.
Side by side.
So bald. Shaved heads.
Yeah.
Bald.
This is... By the way, I think I'm starting to blame myself for Bean's becoming a recluse. I think maybe I blew it early on.
You pushed him too far.
Maybe.
Too soon.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this happened when we were bald. This happened on a Kevin and Bean summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a show, I believe, from the Grand Canyon, which how good could that have been?
I can't imagine what we talked about all day about the Grand Canyon.
Look at the size of that hole. I'm like, that's the only thing you can say. And then you take a break and come back and say the same thing again. So that was stop one. Then I think we went to San Antonio and we broadcast from there. This is all like 1 week, day after day after day.
That's right.
Then we went to New Orleans and that's...
Hold on a sec. Don't skip past... the diversion we took from San Antonio after we did the Alamo and the Riverwalk and all that stuff. What did we then do in Texas?
Went to the world's largest pecan.
We did. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we got in our car and drove to Seguin to see the world's largest pecan. Was the highlight of the whole week.
Right, but here's my point. It wasn't a pecan. It was cement in the shape of a pecan. How does that qualify as the world's largest pecan?
You don't get it,
that's
man.
That's the world's largest piece of cement that's in the shape of a pecan. That's it.
You don't get it, man.
So then we go to New Orleans, and the drinks there are a little strong. And I'm not exactly – I don't have a lot of memories of that night. But I do remember that at the end of it, Beat and I – and I think we did it on stage at one of the clubs there – got our head shaved completely.
What?
We were 100% bald.
You just thought.
Look, when you're, have you been to New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay,
you don't think.
You don't think.
Yes.
There's no thinking in bald.
I can't imagine that I would end up bald after being in New Orleans.
Well, you didn't have as many hurricanes as we did in New Orleans, by the way.
The hurricanes were flowing.
Yeah.
This is back when Bean would, I could occasionally talk him into having a little fun.
And by the way, those hurricanes, what... my memory of a drinking hurricane was that it was like drinking gasoline.
Nah.
They were strong.
Oh, they were strong. No question. Yeah. But good.
Tasty.
Resulting in the picture of us being bald. So then we went from New Orleans to Nashville, and we realized that one guy that's bald is just a bald guy. Two guys that are bald are skinheads. When you put two guys back to back, side by side, that are bald, I mean, really, you go, wow, they must be attending a meeting soon.
Yeah, it does look like the start of a cult, that's for sure.
So then when we went to Nashville, I think we bought cowboy hats to cover up the fact that we were bald. And I don't know that there's any pictures of that, although I would be willing to bet that those pictures are even funnier.
You know, my memory is terrible, as you know, but I believe in Nashville we also ended up on a stage doing karaoke.
Oh, that could be.
I think in Nashville. I can't remember what we might have sung. Probably some country music. But yeah, we were big, goofy, bald guys in cowboy hats singing karaoke in Nashville. I think that did happen.
And I'm not positive in which city we did the rental car Olympics.
I think that was also in Nashville.
In Nashville.
What is that?
You go get a rental car.
Yeah.
And then you get all of the coverages on it so that you don't have to pay for any damage. And then you just go 100 miles an hour and you jump over things and you turn and spin. And you can do whatever you want because the car's covered. You have the coverages.
Longtime listener Ryan in Wichita, Kansas, saw the picture of us bald at Kevin Abid on Twitter. And his question for us is, did any other lesbians survive the fire? Well, I don't know about that, but we made it out.
And then I think from Nashville, we skipped the East Coast and went all the way out to Bermuda. Does that sound right?
Boy, that seems weird that we wouldn't go to
we
definitely went to Bermuda. I do remember
that. But I remember Bermuda because Bean had never been on my idea, of course, was to get a scooter. In Bermuda, that's pretty much all you drive is a scooter.
Yeah.
So, and Bean had never driven one. So we were like, how hard can that be? So we went to the scooter dealer, and the guy tried to teach Bean how to do it. And there was a long brick wall on one side of the street, and then there was a street, and then on the other side was all the stores. And Bean somehow, he goosed it, and he got so close to the brick wall that it was now scraping his arm and his hip and his left knee. But I don't know if this makes sense to you unless you've been in this situation. You're too close to turn. You can't get away from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he started panicking, so he gave it more gas, which made it more painful.
Oh, my God.
And at the end of that, he was in a complete, like, the bike was upside down, and he was laying there bleeding.
Oh,
and I was on the ground because I was laughing so hard. I've never seen anything more funny. And then
I think I did end up back in traffic and hit there was a collision.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like a bus or a truck or something,
right? Remember then Bean, with all of his scrapes and scratches and bald and cowboy hat, got in an accident on the scooter where he turned, I think, left and a truck hit him. And he went flying off of the scooter and ended up in the emergency room.
Oh, yeah, my God.
He sure did.
And then the next day, we went to the airport to come back, and this is what I see. I see Bean, shoulder bandaged, scraped on his arms and stuff. Most of that not even attended to because it was not the important part that was injured. Hip bandaged, knee wrapped and ice, bald, cowboy hat, and 6'6". We went and got on our flight back from Bermuda to Los Angeles in coach.
That's amazing.
It's a long-ass flight with all those bandages. And I had a broken foot. I had a cast on my foot.
Broken foot.
Yeah, that was a miserable, miserable trip. And that may be why we never, ever did another Kevin and Bean summer vacation.
That could have
nearly killed us.
I may have pushed too hard on that one. I did have the feeling.
I do blame you.
I did have the feeling that, like, maybe this is the last time I'm going to get Bean to do anything. So
just do it all.
We should do it all. But that explains the picture where we're both bald. Neither of us look good bald. I mean, we just look terrible. But I did notice one thing, and I would just like to point that out. I made fun of my head being big my entire life. Because
yeah,
it is. I can't find sunglasses. Drives me crazy. I have a huge head. Bean's head is maybe 1.5 times the size of mine. I never realized this.
I am looking at the picture now.
Right?
It's enormous.
It's enormous.
Bean.
Look at my little head. I have a little head.
Can you even wear a hat?
Look at Bean.
I don't have any trouble with hats. I don't have any trouble with glasses. I've never had a problem with my head being big.
Oh, you have trouble with glasses.
This is a forced perspective problem, though, because I am standing in front of you. That's why my head appears larger.
It was a photo booth.
It looks a third larger.
It's standing in front of you. You can't stand 20 feet in front of me.
No, it's a very shallow depth of field, though. I think that this is a trick of photography. Next time we're in the same room, we'll bring out the measuring tape and see. But I'm telling you, I don't think my head's as big as yours.
I think it's bigger.
I do too.
And I agree with Lisa by a third.
It does look like it in this photo, but go to the Kevin and Bean Facebook page or look at it on Twitter. But you got to see this picture of us bald. I don't know that I'm sure I have seen this photo before, but until Dave dug it out of the archives to speak, I haven't seen it since it happened. I'll tell you that.
Bean looks goofy.
Shocking.
Bean looks goofy. I look like I just got out of San Quentin. I mean, I look like literally I've killed an animal in the last 24 hours. If not a couple of humans. That's what I look like bald. So have a look at that. Later today, we're going to talk about if girls like guys that are bald. And we're not talking about us because we've seen the picture.
No, yeah, girls don't like these guys that are bald, I'll tell you that.
No, we've seen the picture. But maybe some guys can pull it off, but give it a look.
Comedian Adam Ray joins us next hour here on K-Rock. Also got tickets for the Long Beach Comic Convention that you can win. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew still coming up as well. Yesterday on the Showbiz Beat, I think it was Omar's hour, he told us about a movie that has been filming in Southern California that sounds either terrible or awesome.
It's terrible, first of all. It might be bad enough to be awesome.
Right. It's called Killing Hasselhoff, and it has a fascinating cast, including Ken Jeong, who we love, of course, from Community and from the Hangover movies. Justin Bieber also appears to be in the movie for some reason. I don't know what that's about. John Lovitz, the comedian, is in the film. And I guess the movie is about a guy who hires a hitman to kill David Hasselhoff to win a bet. But people saw David Hasselhoff and Justin Bieber running around the beach like they were doing a Baywatch seat or something over the weekend.
Yeah, a lot of reports of that, and I think he put up a picture of the two of them.
Yeah, so we strange. Wanted to find out about killing Hasselhoff, and of course we got a good relationship with the Hoff, and I believe we've got him on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hi, David. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you today?
I'm hop-tastic.
Right. Yes, you are. Yeah. Well, it seemed like you you put up some photos of you and Justin Bieber, and I think Cody Simpson maybe, and then you deleted them over the weekend, and there's it's very mysterious, this project that you're working on.
It is a little mysterious. I got to tell you, it's... I got half a mind to tell you guys what's going on right now.
Man, do you have to work your last name into everything?
Hoff loves to rock.
Yes, right. I certainly do.
So is this a music video or a full movie?
Well,
what's the project?
I don't want to let the cat hop in the bag.
That didn't even work,
that
David.
Didn't work.
That was a stretch.
Right, I got to write that. But yeah, Justin and I have become pals. We're palling around together. He's in my new film, Killing Hasselhoff. And I'm doing a video with him, and we're going to be working together a lot because we've just got quite a relationship, both professionally and personally.
What a weird couple of friends.
We're great together. We go together like peanut butter and, oh.
Jelly?
No, that's not it.
Salmon?
No.
A guy who's allergic to peanuts?
Can't I need a drink to think about this.
No, you don't want to do.
No.
Peanut butter and vodka. Peanut butter and vodka.
There you go.
Thinking,
But you said personally you get along. This is confusing to me because
yeah, we're great pals.
Right, but he's 20 and you're like 65. What can you possibly have in common to even talk about?
But I'm 20 on the inside, where it counts.
Well, I mean, there is a certain amount of douchebaggery in both of you. So that I can see how that would track.
You better step Hoff.
Okay.
Before hey, listen. I come at you.
Hoff, is Bieber there? Are you guys together?
Of course
together?
He is. We're hanging out. We're going to move in together. We're going to have a wacky bachelor pad together.
Would you mind handing him the phone? Could we talk to Justin Bieber as well?
This is weird, right?
Again, the fact that they were spotted together, you know, even shooting something for a minute over the weekend is weird enough. But now that this time of day they're together hanging out and talking about moving in together, let's find out what's going on. Justin, are you there?
What's up, eh?
Well, we were just talking to David Hasselhoff. He told us some very disturbing, creepy things.
What are the questions, bro?
But most of the time people call you, they want to know something. And we're just curious about this project with David Hasselhoff because you don't seem like you would be friends with somebody like
Hoff
him.
And I are tight, yo.
You are.
Yeah.
But
we're like the new peanut butter and, oh, what's that thing?
Jelly?
No, scissor.
Scissor.
Peanut butter and scissor.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is now. Okay. I'm having a little scissor right now.
Oh no, that's a terrible trend for you to... No, you shouldn't be having any of that, Justin.
Yeah, me and the Hoff like to hang out and just get whacked.
Wow.
Yeah, that actually doesn't surprise me at all.
That's not good.
But isn't he... I mean, he's like 60 years old. I mean, you must hate hanging out with an old man because you're all about the young people.
Yeah, but he's 20 on the inside, eh?
I heard that.
I have heard that as well, too.
And I'm like 60 on the inside.
Okay.
Or I've had a 6-year-old inside me. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I forget how that works.
That went south.
Scissor.
He wouldn't tell us much. Can you tell us what you do in the film Killing Hasselhoff?
I can't because it'd be like a spoiler, eh?
Well, I mean, just generalities. Just, are you the hitman? Are you his friend? Are you...
In the film Killing Hasselhoff,
yeah.
I play David's security guard. I'm like his beefy muscle who protects him, eh?
David Hasselhoff is 6'5". You're like 4'1".
Right, so they don't see it coming, eh? And then next thing you know, yeah, I throw a little beeb foo at them.
Beeb foo.
Beeb foo. It's my new fighting style. Beeb foo.
Okay, well, I find that hard to believe. Listen, we want to say goodbye to Dave, though, if you don't mind. Could you hand the phone back to him,
all
Justin?
Right, hold on.
Would that be okay? Because
good luck with this, whatever it is.
I really want to source him on the beat. But
hey, that kid's great, isn't he?
He told us that he's playing your bodyguard in the film, and he's like a tiny little elf person. How is that possible?
That's until he breaks out the beeb foo. And then the teeth start to fly, my friend.
I'm sure they do.
You guys are definitely on the same page.
Hop cocked. You know what I'm saying?
No, sure.
Definitely don't want
that. You don't want to do that.
Mm, this stuff
Oh, you're not still drinking, are you, David? Come on.
I'm not drinking alcohol anymore. I gave it up. But Justin introduced me to some candy called Scissorp, and it's delicious. Okay.
You don't. That'll hit
you hard, Dave.
That's all right.
Oh, no. Here it goes.
This is just candy. This is Jolly Ranchers.
It's not just candy.
This is Jolly Ranchers.
It tastes good.
But it does taste good.
It has codeine in it, I believe. At least most of it does.
Off. Please stop. Stop drinking.
I'm okay.
You don't sound okay.
I'm okay.
This may be a bad team up.
Nope.
You gonna be okay?
This is a mess.
It is a mess.
This is a mess.
It sure is.
And that scissor, that works fast.
It does work fast.
You need to get me some of that.
I go together with scissor like peanut butter and...
Jelly?
No.
Okay.
Well, wait. No, we have time. What? What? I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. Peanut butter and...
Invisible?
You're miserable?
Jelly!
Jelly!
That's it.
Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
Thursday morning, Ralph is here, back in the seat for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I want to give you a heads up. Folks who wanted to come see Hollywood Babylon tomorrow night at the Improv on Melrose, we are sold out. The 10 o'clock show is sold out for Hollywood Babylon. Thanks so much for selling us out, but no more tickets available. However, the earlier show at 8 o'clock, the Comic-Con Theater, where Kevin and I do a live performance of our comic book Batman 66 meets the Green Hornet with music and special sound effects, and we pull cast members out of the audience to perform along with us, and you also get an autographed copy of the brand-new comic book. That is still open. We still have some seats left for that 8 o'clock show, so if you want to come out and see us perform a comic book live and get the limited edition autographed comic, come on out, 8 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose tomorrow night. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets.
If you like it. And the
terrorist, situation.
And the terrorist situation, of course.
If you like it, there's only one way to thank Ralph. He really appreciates a pat on the back.
How dare you, sir.
Hey, great work. Appreciate it.
I'm going to be in bubble wrap tomorrow. You're going to wheel me out like Hannibal Lecter. Dolly. My back's all honked up. I need a new spine. All right, let's talk about show business, shall we? What's going to happen on Fashion Police now that Joan Rivers is gone? Well, hopefully they will not only cancel the show, but take the life of everyone else who's still left involved with it. But I doubt that'll happen. It sounds like they're going to try to go on with it over there on E! And one of the candidates, reportedly, to fill the shoes of Joan Rivers... Our very own Kathy Griffin.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. She's a great choice.
Yeah. They're very much in the same vein, only Kathy is funny.
Funny, right.
But she was a huge Joan fan. I know they were friends, so maybe that's the way they'll go. But still, let's not rule out canceling the show and taking the life of everyone who's still alive who's involved with it.
Not every show needs to be for everybody. I mean, we live in a world of niche channels and niche programming. But there are enough people who want to sit around and watch those ladies talk about what other ladies are wearing to keep that thing on the air year after year after year.
It's nuts.
It is baffling.
It's amazing.
You know what else is crazy to me? The great one is going to be a grandpa.
Wayne Gretzky.
His stunning daughter, Paulina Gretzky, showed off her baby bump on Instagram this week with the fantastic news that she's expecting a child with her fiancé, pro golfer, cocaine aficionado Dustin Johnson. He was recently suspended from the PGA Tour last month when he tested positive for cocaine.
Hmm.
Well, look, when you're golfing, you need that energy.
Right.
You need that bump. You have to get up for those games. You can't just wander out there on the green and just... But
how do you keep up that level of energy?
That's right. You have to keep...
It's ridiculous.
Oh, the anger, the fury, the drama, the passion that is professional golf.
They should let those guys take whatever they want.
Yes, they should have carts of cocaine following them around and golden spoons.
If I knew there was a golfer that was on meth, I would watch golf.
One of those Jaeger coolers. Put the bottle upside down and it chills the shots for you. They should have all of the chemicals.
including steroids, by the way. Those should be, that should be mandatory.
I want a bunch of just roided out, geeked up, coked out, drunk golfers. It's the only way to make that sport interesting.
They'll call it a sport.
Okay. Activity?
Good enough.
I was just talking about comic books with the performance tomorrow night. Also this weekend, I'm going to be at the Long Beach Comic Con because that's where my people are.
That's right.
This is, I think it's the sixth year for the LBCC, as we call it. And I'll be down there on Saturday and Sunday doing a couple panels regarding Batman, and I will be doing signings around 2:30 each of those days, Saturday and Sunday as well. If you'd like to go to the Long Beach Comic Con, I've got tickets to give away right now, but you're going to have to earn them. We want to do a little game, one of our comic contests. So if you know superheroes, and I'll give you a hint right now, it's famous superhero couples.
Couples, okay.
Will be the trivia questions.
Like Batman and Robin.
I'll ask you trivia. They are not a romantic couple, sir.
I heard, man.
If you'd like tickets to the Comic Con and you'd like to win them with the trivia game, call in now, 1-800-520-1067, and we'll put you on the air and we'll ask you a question.
See a couple.
A couple. Today's celebrity birthday is Donald Glover is 31 years
Who?
Old today. Donald Glover.
Welcome to my life.
I'm on muscle relaxants.
I wondered if that was the Percocet talking.
I am on muscle relaxants, and I like it.
See, it's not a bad way to go through life.
Not at all. I understand why Kevin chooses this lifestyle.
And why he's so happy all the time.
That's right. No wonder it doesn't bother him that he sounds like he sounds on the radio.
I was going to say, then you'll screw stuff up, but not care.
I don't care, Donald Glover. Donald Glover's 31 years old today. T.I. is 34. Catherine Zeta-Jones turns 45, as does also celebrating her
Yes.
Also celebrating a birthday is her husband, Michael Douglas. He is 70 years old today. Will Smith is 46. Tate Donovan's 51. Michael Madsen's 57. Mark Hamill is 63. Barbara Walters, TV host, is 85. And we promised you a little taste of some audio of model Cheryl Teagues being interviewed by some baseball broadcasters up in the booth. She also, I think, had some muscle relaxants before this interview. Here's a 67-year-old supermodel, Cheryl Teagues.
Can I tell you that I threw out the first pitch for the Dodger game because I'm from Los Angeles? It was a perfect pitch.
Was it?
Yep. There's not a scratch on the ball. There's not a piece of dirt on the ball.
All right.
I was right up there.
Yes, you
well,
were. Sure.
I'll just keep talking. But
please keep talking.
I've been involved with them since really yesterday, but I hope to be involved more. Oh,
there's a ground ball right side, knocked down by Dozier.
I was at a lot of places before they became. And I was. Before they became famous, I was in Cancun. Oh, wow. For the, I don't know when to talk or not.
That's what it's like to listen to me.
Terrorist situation.
Wow.
I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the showbiz beat.
2-day passes up for grabs right now for the Long Beach Comic Con. It's happening this weekend at the Long Beach Convention Center. Tickets are available at longbeachcomiccon.com. As Ralph mentioned a few minutes ago, this is what, the sixth year they've done this con?
I believe so. It's getting bigger every year.
Yep, and you're going to be there as a special guest on panels and autographs and the whole deal, and you're giving away some tickets right now with a game that we like to call what?
The Comic Contest.
Oh, yeah!
Comic-Con, Comic-Con, everybody wants to go to Comic-Con. You can meet Ralph Garman, Kevin and Bean, got your way in, look out, here comes the Comic Contest.
Nerd!
Stop that!
Hey, that's the announcer, guys. Not me.
I don't like him. Here are the trivia questions. Of course, as we know, comic books and comic superheroes are best known for romance and love and sex.
Sure.
It's because comic book fans are very sexual, very erotic, very desirable people who have a lot of love and sex in their lives.
Yeah, that happens.
I'm going to ignore you because it's the truth. So I'm going to talk about some famous comic book couples. I will give you one member of that couple, and you have to fill in the blank. Who is the other half of the famous comic book couple that we'll be talking about?
In the comic, they are romantically involved.
These are both Marvel and DC superheroes. I will give you the name of one half of a famous comic book couple, and you have to give me the other.
I like it. And there's no drawing this time around. If you answer Ralph's question correctly, you win your way into the Long Beach Comic Con.
That's right.
All right. Let's start with Steve in Irwindale. Hi.
Hey,
Steve,
what's wrong, guys?
Steve, you a big comic book fan?
I owned a comic store at one point in my life.
Wow. Well, nice. This should be a slam dunk for you, sir. I'll give you half of the comic book couple. You give me the other half. Big Barda.
That would be Scott Free, Mr. Miracle.
Scott Free, Mr. Miracle. Absolutely right. Well done, Steve. Very
now,
impressive.
Forgive my ignorance, Steve and Ralph, but which one is the superhero? Which one's the romantic partner in Big Barda and Mr. Miracle?
Well, they're
both
a
superheroes. They're both superheroes. Oh, but they're both superheroes.
Yes.
I see. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, wow.
What's
okay.
Big Barda's power? What does he do?
It's a she.
What does she do?
She is
she's fast.
Yeah, she's powerful. She's strong. She's amazing.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it.
All right, she's very sexy, although she's very large.
Let's go to
she's Big Barda. After all, that is
okay,
her name.
Well, all right, big is in the name.
She is big. Yes.
Mike in Moreno Valley. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Here's your question, Elektra.
Daredevil.
Daredevil. Well done, sir.
Correct. Nicely done.
These are my people. They're kicking ass today.
No kidding. Amanda is a girl.
Wow.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda. All right, I'm going to give you half a superhero romance. You have to give me the other half, okay?
Okay.
Cyclops.
Jean Grey.
Well done.
Wow. Right. Yes. Right.
Congratulations.
It.
You're going to the Long Beach Comic Con.
Yay, thank you.
Hold on, we'll give you all the details.
Do folks dress up at this con?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some cosplay, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the ladies. Ladies like the cosplay.
Jeremiah in Simi Valley, hi.
How you doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Jeremiah. Here is half of a superhero romance. You have to give me the other half. Sue Dibney.
The Elongated Man?
Elongated Man is well done, sir.
What's going on here?
Ralph Dibney, the Elongated Man.
What's happening?
Come on, Kevin. Everybody knows Ralph and Sue Dibney.
I've never heard of Ralph and Sue Dibney.
You know them.
I know.
You do.
I don't even know what that is.
Everybody knows them.
4 out of 4, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
I think
perfect.
We only have one pair left.
All right, let's go to Steve in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Steve, you're half of the superhero couple. Mira.
I don't know.
Mira's romantic interest was Aquaman. Aquaman and Mira, a famous comic book.
I do admire how quickly you gave up, though.
way to stick with it. We're all very impressed. You still have a pair to give away, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go to Joe in Diamond Bar. Hi.
How's it going?
Good, Joe. The Scarlet Witch.
That would be the Vision.
The Vision. Well done, sir.
Unbelievable.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
My people are on it today.
Right. It's weird because when you said you were going to give these clues, I figured they would all be people I've heard of. I've heard of Daredevil.
There you go.
That's it.
You've heard of Aquaman.
Yeah, yes.
And his wife, Mira.
Mira
the Mermaid.
Not so much Mira, no.
How about Ralph and Sue Dibney?
Nope. I've never heard of Ralph Dibney or Sue Dibney or any of the Dibney kids.
Man. He's the Elongated Man.
All right. Whatever.
Nerds! Kevin and B. Kevin and Bean. Yeah.
That's our friend Adam Ray singing right there. He is in studio with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show and on stage this Saturday night at the Hollywood Improv. Adam, welcome back,
sir.
What's going on?
Oh, thanks for I gotta be honest, listening to yourself sing like that. You know, you don't do it a lot. And I really hit some of those notes. That might be some of the best.
You hit some of them.
I don't know what I'm doing here and not doing Wicked on Broadway.
Exactly. Well, welcome back, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
Good to see you. We're having a crisis here this morning because Day of the King of Mexico somehow uncovered a very old photo from the 90s of Kevin and Bean.
Have you posted this?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's up at the Facebook page. You can also see it on Kevin and Bean Twitter, at Kevin and Bean. And it's us from the 90s, and we are bald. We had shaved our heads. Have you ever done it, Adam? Have you ever had
it?
I have.
I shaved it for football in seventh grade, and it just
seventh grade. You barely have hair.
Yeah. No, I'm a Russian Jew, so I had plenty of hair. I was shaving in the sixth grade, and my mom was not happy about that at all. She's like, "Why would you get rid of all your hair?" my mom's Adam Sandler, and
a lot of people though don't realize, and Kevin and I are among this group, how terrible your heads are because they're covered with hair. When you see them without hair, you go, "Oh my God, it's just a big lumpy mass."
Heads are not attractive.
No,
if you were to take away hair and possibly the eyes. You know, it would be a terrifying thing to make out with.
Very few people that look great bald.
Yeah.
Very few.
Can we think of a few?
Well, Patrick Stewart, obviously. Sure. I mean, is magnificent.
Yeah, but
as
even
a bald
that's
man.
Debatable.
I think Michael Chiklis.
Yeah. There you go.
Michael Chiklis.
This is probably the king of the sexy bald men. Yeah.
Yeah. Vin Diesel looks great bald. I'd have to say Jason Statham looks great.
Jason Statham
bald.
Looks real yeah. great. Yeah. Demi Moore got pretty close.
She looks pretty hot as G.I. Jane. You're right.
G.I. Jane, yeah.
Here's some of the comments, though, from our photo this morning here. Gustavo writes in, holy crap, you guys are skinhead creepers.
Jesus, the language on that post. I'm not a fan of.
Right. Scorpio says, hey, look, it's Aaron Paul and Henry Rollins. Yeah. I'm not sure yeah. I see that. Tyro writes, Bean looks like a Raiders fan. Kevin looks like he just got his pooper checked.
Again?
I just did the checking, my friend.
Andrew says, oh, why wasn't Sense of Anarchy around when Kevin and Bean shaved their heads? Lister Dirtlamp calls us cone heads. I mean, there's nobody who says it has improved us. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys do look like you just escaped prison.
Yeah.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, just a second.
I think so. I think I would do it again. Yeah.
Look, here's the thing.
I think it's hilarious.
It's easy maintenance.
It is easy maintenance. Yeah. But here's the other thing. The other thing is, once you learn that you never look good in pictures, I've given up.
Oh, what?
I've given up. Because you take a picture, you go, oh, I'm going to smile. Oh, I'm going to try. Maybe if I tilt my head this way. If I tilt
wow,
my head,
you went through a lot of mental torture trying to find the right duck, what is it?
Duck lips?
The selfie?
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
I've tried everything. And I look terrible. So at that point, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So just have fun with it.
Right.
Just try to screw up every photo you're in.
I'd do it.
Why don't you shave your head and grow a mustache?
And a beard. I'd do that.
Hey, Adam, let me ask you this, because we were trying to remember, and of course it's very foggy because it was a long time. We were trying to remember the backstory on how we ended up with our head shaved, and it happened in New Orleans, and it did, I think, involve hurricanes. And I'm wondering, a guy like you, with the circles you run in, there you have to have some great drunk stories.
I went to New Orleans when I was helping. I was working on this last season of Adam Devine's House Party that just started on Comedy Central, and we filmed it in New Orleans. I mean, here's a great drunk story. We were shooting the digital trailer for the show, and so I had to get pretty drunk for the trailer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and try to put myself into character and really make this as real as possible.
You're a method actor.
Yeah, I like to – and hurricanes, I hadn't had one before, and they're tasty and huge.
Yeah, they come in trash can sizes. And,
you get your money's worth in a hurricane.
Yeah, they have a Brad Williams size, too, which is great. And
which is smaller than the trash can size.
Yeah, much smaller. So drank a few of those, and for one part of the show, I had to make out with a large African-American woman that was probably, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say at least three bills.
Three bills.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And I had to go to town on her as far as with the making out stuff.
Right.
And
did she swallow you whole?
Man, I got eaten up.
How was she selected, by the way?
Because they were like, we want you to make out with a. They wanted to get progressively like sloppier and more.
Drunk.
I guess maybe bigger as the night went on.
Sure. Okay. Got it.
And. So
you start off with hot chicks.
Yeah,
And then at the end of the night, after you've had a few.
Yeah, but then for the trailer.
Anyone will do.
Yeah, then they edited out the hot chicks. Sure. Like, that's not funny. Like, who wants to watch me make out with pretty girls? I mean, probably the best drunk story, I think. Did I already tell you guys the Price is Right story on here?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I rushed the stage of The Price is Right my sophomore year of college. I had a couple bottles of Jack.
You were just in the audience? You guys just went
in the audience. There was a big group from our AEPI Jewish fraternity at USC, which I know a bunch of Jews going to a game where you guess the price of something.
Yeah.
The joke kind of writes itself.
Sure.
So we're in the audience, and you get one person guaranteed to go to contestants row if you have 20 or more people. So we go, and our buddy gets picked the very last. He only has one opportunity to get to and some little old – again, like, you know, Brad Williams, Korean lady lookalike, just $1 our buddy. And so he doesn't get up to the stage. So,
and that was not all right with you.
That didn't sit well with me because we had waited all day. We were so drunk, and it was like he didn't get a chance to win the dinette set or the ping pong, you know, frisbee.
That guy really wanted
Handy center, yeah. And so my buddy's like, you know what you should do is you rush the stage during the showcase showdown. And it was between this huge dude named Daron and a little old lady named, like, you know, Ethel Marmalade or something. He wins, and my buddy pushes me out of my seat, and I run up the stairs just so drunk. Mm-hmm. So it was like one of those things where it was like peer pressure was not going to be an issue. It was like, he's like, you got to run on stage. I was like, no, man. He's like, come on. I was like, all right, when you put it like that, for sure. You know,
when you're drunk, it doesn't take much. Yeah, everything sounds much. Like a great idea.
Exactly.
But they must be set up. I can't wait to hear how this ends, Adam, but they must be set up for...
They have
exactly
one security guard at the top of the stage to, like, stop.
Okay, they got one guy.
You know, aggressive hammered Jews that are trying to, you know, steal some stage time.
Right.
And so I run to the top of the stairs, and there's one security guard you can't see on TV. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, that's my best friend up there. That's all it took for her to go, okay. And I run by her.
What?
I start running, and he won. It was like a $1 million show. So he won, like, Escalades and trips and a boat. And so I'm hugging him. I'm rubbing his, like, big bald head and
at any point, does he say, who are
he's
you?
He's so happy.
I don't know you.
He definitely gave me a look of like, what the, you know, look, and, but then.
So what's Barker doing?
Barker's just in the back, just, you know, I can hear him.
Neutering
like,
a cat
yeah,
or something?
Neutering a cat, be like, yeah, you really need those balls, you know, Fido?
He doesn't know what's going on.
He checked out at that point.
Right.
And then I sat in the Escalade and pretended to fake drive. Because this kid, again, was so, I could have done anything. And at the very end, you can see me, there's a clip if I should send it to you guys to post. I was like doing
please
the
do.
Robot behind Bob Barker at the very end.
Oh,
and,
please send that.
And,
is it on YouTube?
Yeah. Right. And I think it's on my YouTube channel.
Was that one of the greatest moments of your life,
Adam?
It
was incredible because I look down and I see, you know, 25 of my frat guys just clapping for
sure.
me, like,
yeah.
So proud.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
See, this is why getting blotto drunk kids is the way to go through life.
If you want to get on TV, for sure.
Stuff like this happens.
If you take one thing away from today's show, it's drink too much.
Yeah.
Exactly. Adam Ray is here on the Kevin DeBean Show. We got to take a quick break, come back with more with Adam. But in case you can't stick around, let's make a quick mention of the Hollywood Improv with a bunch of special guests this Saturday night. What's going on? Why is this show only $15 at Improv?
Well, because I want people to get a good time on a Saturday night. It's 8 o'clock. It's Hollywood Improv. It's myself, my buddy. Andrew Santino from ABC's Mixology and Punk'd, and Jessamé Peluso from Girl Code, and Adam Devine from Workaholics. They're all going to stop by. I'm doing half stand-up, and then what I've been doing lately when I headline on the road is I do half. I bring this piano player, Jeff Scott, from the Comedy Store, and we do a lot of improvised musical comedy. A lot of it's all crowd work with the music, and so Adam Devine is going to come up on stage and sing.
If you're a 300-pound African-American lady, do you get in at a discount?
You get in for free, but you have to make out with me in front of everybody, and bring it with the same tenacity you brought in New Orleans.
Sounds fair. Improv.com to buy tickets. That's this Saturday night. More with Adam Ray right after this on K-Rock. Our friend Adam Ray in studio with us now on the Kevin DeBean Show, comedian and actor. You can see him on stage with lots of special guests at the Improv that is in Hollywood. That's this Saturday night, improv.com. By the way, Adam, most of the people that write to you on Twitter write to you when they see you on TV in the heat. I don't know why people are still surprised that you're in the heat.
Yeah, I didn't. It's so funny because I didn't make a huge deal about it. It's not like I posted trust me, I have lines. Go see it, you know. So people were like, I didn't know you'd actually be in it. Like, I knew you were in it, but I didn't know you were, like, in it. Like,
Stallone was ready. What the hell? Why was he complimenting
that's
you?
That's the worst Stallone ever. That's like a combination of Stallone or, like, Joey Lawrence if you got hit in the mouth with a softball.
Yeah, but it is so funny to see how many people who obviously know who you are or they wouldn't be following you on Twitter, yet still are amazed that you're actually in the film. Like,
what does it take? I thought a big blockbuster with two Academy Award winners would be enough to finally get some recognition.
Backhanded, though. It's like,
it is,
hey, you actually were in it.
Yeah.
You had some backhanded compliments.
I'm surprised they gave you lines, man. I thought, oh, cool. Thanks, Dad.
And most of what you tweet seems to be blurry video of you doing drunk karaoke somewhere.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a compliment. Karaoke.
Of course, it was intended as well.
Yeah, karaoke. The last time I did karaoke was a place called, it was in Butte, Montana, which if you haven't been to Butte, Montana, I highly recommend you continue to not go there.
Okay.
Stay away.
It's everyone, when I went out there, they're like, oh, Butte, Montana, you mean Butt, Montana? And then you spend a couple hours, and you're like, yeah, this really is the butthole of America. There's like one Arby's, a gas station, and one karaoke place that they call Crystal because everyone there is on Crystal meth.
Does it go off?
Yeah, it really, it's like there's a two-tooth requirement to sing a song there. Karaoke on the road is one of my favorite things. I haven't been traveling much recently because I just had to go home and babysit my two twin nieces who are 5 years old.
Wait, somebody Somebody gave put you in control.
Somebody put me in charge of children.
5-year-old twins.
Well, my sister wanted to go on vacay with her boyfriend. She hadn't, you know, been on one in 4 years, and it was only going to be possible if I went home because my mom was also out of town, so she couldn't be on grandma duty. And I was like, I got this. I'll step up. Being with 2 5-year-olds for a week.
A week?
Yeah, a week. That's way too long.
I was thinking like a night or a weekend.
That would be tangible.
Week?
Yeah, I get if you are a woman out there and you are a wino and you have kids, I get it. Let me just tell you, I get it. Drink away, ladies. I'm right there with you. It was
5-year-old twins.
Yeah, and guess well, five is a great age because like they have opinions and perspectives now. When they're like 1 and 2, they just weren't really bringing much to the table.
That's true.
You know, they hand you a leaf like it's a winning lottery ticket, and you're like, hey man, I found 5 of those yesterday. I'm not bragging about it. You know,
but
life gets
five,
more interesting.
They're hilarious.
They're 5, they're hilarious. And I would take them to kindergarten every morning, which was awesome. And waking them up was the worst. Like, and even at 5, you don't want to wake up in the morning. I would come in and like, you know, and kind of shake them, not like aggressively, but like, you know, lovingly, you know, morning, I love you, shake. And one of them rolls over and she's like, why'd you wake me up? I was dreaming about sleeping. So cute. And then the other one goes.
Very reasonable question.
Yeah, of course. And the other one has much more vivid dreams. And she was like, I was just dreaming that Elmo flew into my room on a shark and started eating my bed and peeing on my bed. And I was like, wow. I gotta stop smoking you guys out before you go to bed because that's way too vivid.
Was there a point during that week where you went, I'm not gonna make it?
This
is not going to work.
Yeah, but I mean, there's for sure. I think it's when I dropped them off at kindergarten, which by the way, kindergarten, you want it to be some big, like, you know, life-changing schooling year. Uh-huh. Like, I guess because you're like, I want my nieces or whether it's your kids or whatever to, like, you're hoping their day is so productive and education-filled that they're coming away with, like, this is what's going to help make them who they are. But I would drop them off and then pick them up, and I'm like, what'd you guys do? Like, hoping for some great answer. They're like, we do butterflies. Yeah. I'm like, you guys were there from 9 to 3. What the hell's going on over there?
Like, takes a while to draw a butterfly.
Exactly, yeah. You guys better be working at Pixar soon because that's a long time to waste. And then I observed a lot of cutsy situations, by the way.
A lot of what?
Cutsies, you know?
Cuts in line?
Kids cutting in line in kindergarten. Some kid cut my niece. I was so close to beating up a child last Thursday at 9 a.m. It was.
Did you give your niece the look like, do what you got to do?
I kind of did. I have them before.
You need to regulate. I'll be behind
you. Yeah. You've got backup this morning.
I mean, violence is the solution to most problems, though, Adam. So I hope you handled it appropriately.
You know what?
Cutting in line. That's a violent situation.
Let me tell you something. These parents who are overly disciplining their kids, I did get frustrated one morning when trying to wake them up, but like, there's so many other ways to go about it. Like, and here's the way that I think all parents should take a listen to. If you're trying to wake up a child and they don't want to get up, hey, don't brush your teeth one morning and give them a little morning breath action. Mm. My nieces popped out of bed so quick with one just Adam Ray morning breath shot to the face. One of my nieces popped out of bed like I just told her SpongeBob was downstairs making breakfast with a cast of Frozen. She was so excited to get to school. And then she looks at me. Because kids are, you know, they have such a keen sense of smell at 5 and also no filter. So I'm breathing on her and I'm like, you know, you get time to go to school, let's go. And she gives me this look and she's looking at me. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, your breath smells like a fart.
Well?
And I was like, well, appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
And that's great that you
that
know.
That was the intention.
That
though,
was
right?
the intention yeah. was to get you out of bed.
Got you out of bed.
I almost didn't make it, but they were just, they're so cute. And
that's crazy.
Yeah. That's a long time I don't to know babysit. If I, for somebody who doesn't have kids, that's a long time to babysit.
Yeah, is it? The getting up early thing, I don't know how you guys do it. And now, like, you know, Brad's in San Fran with this radio thing and getting up at like 4. Like, I don't know how you get like that. I was
he
consistently
back and forth. He's like, does it ever get better waking up early? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, he's telling me that.
Now, we have a great gig, but there is one negative, and that's that at 3:50 when the alarm goes off, it always sucks.
Never. Yeah, what do you
always?
Like, I'll be texting with him at 7:45 at night, and he's like, all right, man, I gotta go to bed. I'm like, what'd you do with Brad? Give me my friend back. This is Brad in 50 years texting me.
It is weird. And of course, we're talking about our friend Brad Williams, who is, you know, one of Adam's best friends, and they do that Great About Last Night podcast together, which you can get on iTunes. He started doing our job, a morning radio show for our sister station in San Francisco, Live 105, just after Labor Day.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, Brad's been around show business for a long time. He's a celebrity himself, but it's so hilarious to see how nervous he is now having to be
Isn't
on the
it?
Other side of the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I've got to interview Tove Lo. What should I say? You know, it's just weird.
Yeah.
It's
or
so
Bono.
Weird
he
for
just
him.
Had to interview Bono. Yeah. I mean, like,
That's big to step right into that.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Did you guys give me any advice on like what to?
Oh God, no.
Just bad advice.
Good luck, buddy.
You're on your own.
Yeah, you're a competitor now.
He's going to be great, though.
Yeah,
Brad's
going to
be great.
You know, one of the things Brad and I shared in common when we first met was both working at the theme park, and you know, I worked at Universal, and he worked at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And I was just telling him because I was going to maybe go on there and tell some like Disneyland stories, and my best Disneyland story, if we got time for it.
Sure.
All right. My last relationship I was in was a few years ago, and we're doing long distance for about 3 years, and we went to Disneyland, and she gave me a what's the medical term? A handy on It's a Small World.
What?
I can
Is
sense
she giving you a message?
I can sense
It's a Small World.
Yeah. So
what?
In a long distance situation, right? You
take every opportunity.
There's
you
a lot
have,
of
right?
sexual frustration because
yes.
right. you don't. There's a lot of time passes where you don't see each other.
Yeah. But weren't there other kids in the vicinity of you and it?
Well, you're in your own.
You know what?
Your own
you
booth.
No,
yeah.
you're not
on the ride, aren't you?
First of all,
isn't
small
it? Too,
there's
a
not
boat,
a booth. It's an open.
It's
oh,
an
it's
open
not,
boat.
It's an open boat. And
yeah,
so
and all kids, all like
well, here's
your
the thing.
Five-year-old.
It's not like
nieces.
I checked to make sure there were kids first. But we the long distance. First of all, it's like there are ways. Like Skype is a way to keep it fresh and exciting.
Right.
But Skype is not even close to as good as a real thing.
Because
like we, you know, be Skype. She tried to do something hot one night, like hold her boobs together for like 5 minutes. You know, it turns out the computer just froze, and I'm still going at it because I don't know when I'm going to see her again. But like,
oh, that's good. Hold.
Yeah. Just yeah. Please hold that unattractive pose. But on It's a Small World, it's like there's no. It's a great place to have that happen because there's so many puppets and languages that like no one's on that ride turning around being like, oh, I wonder if someone's getting a handy right now. Like there's no, but I, you know, the amount of
so you
distance,
got away with it.
We got away with it. And then, you know, what's so funny. I was telling the story to Brad and he was like, you know, there's another great place to get a handy on in Disneyland. I was like, where's that, man? He's like, Splash Mountain. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, because everybody's screaming. So nobody can tell what's going on back there. I was like, who is that? How you climax with your hands pumped in the air and screaming at a 40-degree angle? That seems kind of dangerous.
Maybe that's how he rolls.
That's how he rolls. Yeah.
Well, these are excellent tips for our listeners today going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Adam.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry to say that we are out of time.
Oh,
I'm fascinated. Do we? How long is that clip of Adam doing his improv on stage? Because I'd love it if we could play that.
About 30 seconds.
Let's play some of that.
Yeah.
Because you say you're doing half stand-up and then
half
kind of musical improv, right?
Of course, yeah. It's, you know, nobody else is doing this right now. So there's a reason to come out and see it, and you got some special guests, and it's I do it usually at the Comedy Store 3 times a week, and then on the road I've been doing it, but doing it Saturday at 8 at the Improv. Get your tickets, come see it. Here it is.
All right, let's hear
got
it.
An alcoholic roommate, but he's a harmless alcoholic, just gets up, makes a lot of spaghetti, falls asleep on the stairs. Pretty sure that's how Chef Boyardee got started. Ooh, he displays amazing acts of drunk logic every night. That's the best part about living with an alcoholic. Cause he's coming up with ideas that your brain wouldn't conjure up sober. That's the best. Ooh, that's the best.
Look at that.
I mean,
Adam Ray Comedy.
There's a lot of that. Come on. I mean, it's definitely got that Vegas
you're
lounge-y.
A lounge singer.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Adam Ray Comedy is how you follow him on Twitter. The website is adamraytv.com. The podcast is about last night at improv.com for tickets for this Saturday night. Great to see you again, man.
You guys are the best. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56.
Adam Carolla next hour, Dr. Drew at 9. Right now, Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat on Thursday. What's going on?
Do you know September the 25th? Today is National Comic Book Day? I had no idea.
I did not know that.
I just got a press release. It's National Comic Book Day.
This changes everything.
It does change everything.
Like, we weren't already celebrating three-quarters Christmas, and now it's National Comic Book Day, too?
Listen.
Why does he have to...
Because he knows we don't like it. That's why. Because he's
have
a dick.
To poop in the sugar bowl?
That's not what I'm doing at all. I'm
you
just
poop
saying
in the sugar bowl.
I'm saying Comic Book Day is fine. I'm just saying, on top of that, three-quarters Christmas makes it an extra
There's
special
no three-quarters
day.
Christmas.
But National Comic Book Day apparently is a real thing, and the thing you're talking about is not a real thing.
So what happens on Comic Book Day? Do you get free stuff if you go to the stores or anything?
No. Okay. It looks like we just celebrate that these creative and inventive books have been entertaining children and adults alike for more than 200 years.
And how do we do that exactly?
By going, yay, comic books.
Okay.
It says, to celebrate National Comic Book Day, take a few minutes to catch up on your favorite comic or watch a movie based on your favorite comic book series. Wait a minute. They want me to go watch a comic book movie? What kind of demands are these people
insane.
Making out of my life? Anyway, I just thought you'd like to know.
Yeah, we don't care.
You can come out tomorrow night to the Improv and watch me read a comic book live.
Although the National Comic Book Day is a gold standard compared to Three Quarters Christmas. So,
Batman 66 meets the Green Hornet. Kevin Smith and I read it live, perform it on stage tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Improv.
No.
Improv.com. We bring people out of the audience to be also cast members. We give away autographed copies of our comic book.
Sounds fun.
It's very entertaining.
Nobody cares.
Well, that's not completely true. Largely, but not completely. Hey, this Rob Schneider State Farm thing is just nuts. Rob Schneider, you may have seen the commercials for State Farm where he brings back the copy guy, making copies guy.
Right.
And yesterday was a big story how State Farm had fired him because it turns out he is one of those anti-vaccination people. He is very, very anti-vaccination. You know, vaccines, the things that have eradicated illness.
Yeah.
The miracles
right.
that were discovered
That's
and
right.
saved so much of humanity. Yeah.
The things that stop your kids from getting polio.
Yeah.
Those things.
The things based on actual science.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in those. So State Farm said, you know what? It would be really great if you were no longer in our commercials, so we're going to make you go away. Well, he is furious and tweeted yesterday, oh, my favorite. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. George Washington. My favorite thing is when people start screaming freedom of speech in these situations. Listen, the government didn't come in and say you can't say that.
Right.
You're not
say it
all
you want.
Go ahead.
You're not going to jail because of what you said, but a guy who hires you has the right to fire you.
Yeah, there are consequences to your free speech
right.
that you are exercising.
You
Absolutely.
Spoke your mind. Good for you, sir. Now get out of our commercials, is what State Farm is saying. Because we have medical insurance for people who believe in science.
Maybe that was the wrong company to speak out
well,
on.
Well, I guess they didn't know. Who
yeah.
knew?
Yeah.
They said find out that Hans and Franz are beating up gay people or something.
I was surprised to see them recently, too.
They're trotting out all the old SNL
really
characters.
Are.
I was very disappointed in this story because, A, I'm disappointed that somebody that ignorant could live in the world. But, B, I like Rob Schneider. We've had him in on the show a couple times recently. I've really enjoyed him. I thought he was a very funny, nice guy.
Yeah, but we should have known he was a loon. Remember we tried pushing those vitamins on us? He kept trying to make us.
He did have a vitamin company. That's true.
Yeah. His vitamins.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Look, I like vitamins. I like vitamins.
Sure.
I like nutrition. I know there's homeopathic and natural ways to help your health, but there's also science.
Yeah, get vaccinated.
This vaccine thing, we got to talk to Drew about it or something because it's becoming a real problem. And you know where people.
Dr. Drew will scream because
you know where
he's been fighting.
Aren't
this?
Getting vaccinated?
Where?
In the affluent upper income areas, especially in Southern California.
So the higher
West
the
Side,
income.
Beverly Hills, Malibu. Some numbers as low as 20-25% of kids being vaccinated in classes in elementary schools.
Wow.
Why are they believing what they're hearing from Rob Schneider and Jenny McCarthy and not what their doctors are advising? Their pediatricians must be advising vaccines.
Because they are new wave granola crunching, brown rice, lava lamp worshipping douchebags. And they buy into this whatever's hip and what is someone told me over at the Coffee Bean Tea Leaf that it's bad for me, so I'm not going to do it to my precious little Blossom or Formica, whatever they're naming their kids these days.
We are going to talk to Dr. Drew in an hour, and I guarantee he'll blow a gasket on this.
I hope he does, because it's
been
insane.
Fighting this fight.
And not only are you putting your own kids at risk, you're putting other people's kids at risk.
Yeah, that's right.
Because those kids come down with the measles or the bubonic plague or polio or whatever the hell it is that they're getting, and then they spread it to other kids. Madness. Making errors in judgment. Lunaticorama. Open up a blog, Steve Arino. Today's celebrity birthdays. Donald Glover is 31 years old today. Rapper T.I. turns 34. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 45. Her husband, Michael Douglas, celebrates his 70th birthday today. Barbara Walters is 85 years old today. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker himself, is 63. Michael Madsen is 57. Tate Donovan, the actor, is 51. Will Smith turns 46 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Keep on listening to K-Rock all week long to win tickets to Mickey's Halloween Party. That's going to be at the Disneyland Resort. Adam Ray, you are no longer invited to the Disneyland Resort. You can go to krock.com for more information and another chance to win. We've got them for you coming up here. In fact, again, this hour, you'll have a chance to win them coming up on K-Rock.
Let's talk about bald guys. We found a photo from Bean and I way back. I don't know how long ago it was, but it was a long, long time ago. We were in New Orleans. We shaved our heads. We're bald. And we tweeted it out, put it on Facebook. It's not good. It's not a good look.
We do look terrible bald. And I have to ask, and I want to hear from you in a minute, Lisa, because this is what we really want to focus on, is what did the ladies think of the bald guys. But do you think, Kevin, were you married to your wife at the time that you shaved your head?
I was not.
Okay. Do you think that that would have happened if she had met you and you had looked like that versus the way you looked with your full head of hair, I wonder?
Meaning, would I have been able to pull that off?
Yeah.
Sure. Come on. Come on, Pete.
I forgot who I was dealing with here. I forgot it was Mr. Casanova.
No, I don't know. I don't know because I don't feel like I look good either way, so it doesn't really matter to me.
And I guess it depends. I guess we should be asking her that question,
right?
Because we don't know whether she's a person for whom how much hair a guy has makes a difference. She could be one of those people who doesn't matter at all.
Well,
she could be one of those people who is an absolutely no bald guy's person.
Her
too.
Favorite movie star of all time is Bruce Willis.
Well, that helps you.
Yeah.
Very so
that helps you.
That helps
yeah.
the
all
cause.
Right. What do you think, Lisa?
Bald I think guys. Some people look really good bald, like Tay mm-hmm. Diggs.
Sure.
Hello.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's going to look. He's going to look good with SpongeBob SquarePants. What, no, that's not who I'm thinking of. Who am I thinking of? The Kelsey Grammer character on The Simpsons. The guy with the
Sideshow
crazy,
Bob.
Sideshow Bob. That's what I'm thinking. He look good. He would look great with Sideshow
Damn
Bob's
it!
Hair
I'm sorry,
because
Kevin.
Because he's so attractive. But
didn't know where the hell you were going.
Kevin's upset at me right now.
And Bruce Willis. Jason, they all look great. And I've seen like plenty of bald guys in my own life that look. My brother shaved his head when he was going bald, and it looks great.
Here's part of the problem is you don't know how bad your head looks because most of the time it's covered with hair.
Right.
So
yeah.
You don't really know until you shave your head. And then you look at your head and you go, wow, it's protruding on this side. And there's some kind of a weird thing in the back of my head.
I got a big dent in the back of my head. That's one thing I learned from shaving
my head.
It's
all left up. And you
I
go,
got a big dent.
Thank God for hair. And the reason this came up is because we were talking about guys who do anything they can to avoid being bald.
Right.
And a lot of times that looks even worse.
Like John Travolta, I saw a picture of him bald. It's not good. But then again, the stuff he does now doesn't look good either because it looks right. like he's just painting hair on his head.
There are very few stars who have been able to find the right doctor or the right procedure to make it work for them. I mean, Elton John is a perfect example of a guy who was almost bald before he started getting hair. And he had a lot of bad looks and bad toupees before he got into something that worked. And now he looks great.
I didn't know he was bald.
Oh, yeah. Huh. And if you see pictures of him from 1975, you can't believe how little hair he has. And now he looks like he's got a perfectly normal, natural head hair. I think some of William Shatner's looks have not been great. But right now, I think he looks terrific. I mean, I think he's got a good head of hair for a man his age. I mean, he's managed to figure out a system that works. But most people don't have the benefit of being able to go to those kinds of doctors and get that kind of treatment. It's just too expensive,
yes.
I think. I think. And most people, I think you're right. I think if you are losing your hair at a certain point, I think, and we want to hear from you ladies about this, because who are we to guess, but 1-800-520-1067. I think if you're starting to lose enough of your hair, don't fight it anymore. Shave it off and own it. That's what I think.
Don't try to make the save because the save normally looks worse.
Now let's talk.
Yeah, I agree.
And by the way, that was said as a statement. It's more a question. Is that true?
I think often it is true. And I think a bald head can be very virile, very masculine.
Okay.
And I think women kind of like to rub their hands over their that bald head.
You but know? It kind of depends on what the rest of your look is, too. Like, you can't be a bald, like, fat, slovenly guy. You have to be a bald guy who in other ways takes care of himself and looks attractive, right?
Yeah.
But, like, Woody Harrelson is basically bald now. He's not a good-looking guy.
But he never
particularly.
Was.
Particularly. Right. But it looks good on him.
Michael Chiklis looks great.
Yeah, he does, too. You don't have to be a great-looking guy.
Michael Jordan always looked great.
All right, Lisa, let me ask you this, because here's a guy who's a perfect example for this conversation, because you see him on two TV shows, one with hair, one without, and that's the guy from House of Cards, who's also on The Strain. House of Cards, bald, The Strain, toupee. Which look do you prefer for that actor?
I don't know which guy we're talking about.
Oh, well, we'll pull him up during the commercials.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't watch Strain, so I don't know.
All the streets.
Muggs, what's going on in your head, son?
I have been fighting the bald gene since about mid-20s. Every male in my family has been bald, and it comes from your mom's side, and my mom's father was bald.
Is your mom bald?
No, my mom is not bald. All right. It's just only the male side. And
okay.
I've been, you know, paying ridiculous amounts of money for pills.
You've tried it? You've tried, like, scared, so you're trying stuff?
Yeah, like, I'm doing the prevention, you know, the hair loss prevention.
How's that working out?
It's, the pills, first of all, they have really bad side effects.
4-hour boner?
No. Reverse. Flat flaccidity.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I've stopped that. Now I've tried, I'm currently on this topical treatment. It's just, you just rub it on top, on top every day.
Have you tried the spray can stuff?
No,
you spray
not
it on?
The spray can, but you know, and I don't have the, I have receding hairline. I don't have the crown balding, which, Rogaine foam, you know, not because they're a paying sponsor. That actually works, but I can't use that because I only have receding hairline.
Right. I'd like you to try it though.
Well, you can't rub it on the, you can't, it doesn't work in the front.
I know, but I'd still like to see you try it. I think it'd be funny.
And I'm in fear that, you know, 2-3 years down the line, I'm going to have that little patch, you know, like Bill Murray had in the first Ghostbusters.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to have that, except I'm not as cool, funny, or good-looking as Bill Murray.
Well, at least you've got that accurate.
I'm not going to be able to pull that off. And then, you know, when it gets, you know, 5-6 years down the line, I'm going to have to shave it. And I'm not good enough to pull it off like Kelly Slater or The Rock or Patrick Stewart. I'm going to look like Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
Ooh,
hey, Bean, I feel like Muggs has been talking too much. What's your thinking about that?
I agree. How much, and we have to take a break, but then we really do want to go to your calls, ladies, and find out what you think about bald guys in general being attractive or not, and what your advice to them would be at 1-800-520-1067.
Because we're dead sexy, Bean and I.
Yeah, of course.
A given.
No matter
you can
what
see
you
that
do.
In our photos. Yeah. But I think it depends so much. I think this is a person-to-person conversation. It depends so much on what else the guy has going on, and
correct.
How much of their total essence is wrapped up in what's on the top of their head. You know what I mean? For some people, I think it's a huge percentage of what they think makes them look attractive. For other people, it's the last thing they think about because it's not that important to them. I think it depends a lot on the guy and his attitude toward it.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
And confidence. If you can wear it with confidence, that makes all the difference in the world.
That's why Bean and I rule.
Yeah, that's exactly
We're
what
rocking
I meant.
That with confidence.
I was referring to you.
All right. Ladies, hold on. 1-800-520-1067. We'll find out what you have to say. We're just guessing, but you know. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
Hustler Casino offers the best in table games, including no-bust blackjack. With tables starting at just $5, come and see why Hustler Casino is L.A.'s home for no-bust blackjack. No-bust blackjack at Hustler Casino. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Hustler Casino. Play harder. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Hey, harder. That commercial had bust, hustler, and harder in it. And Lisa May managed to read it with a straight face. Well done, Lisa.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
At 25 minutes after 8.
Minutes away from our friend Adam Carolla this week in Rage. Right now we're asking you ladies in the audience the question, what do you do with a guy who is going bald? Do you dump him? Is it a deal breaker for you? Should he just shave it and quit trying to fake it? What's your
Should
thoughts?
Should he do everything he can to keep hair?
Aww.
Yeah. How important is hair to the lady who has to date the man? We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, is it Judy? I want to say Judy on line 4, please, yep. From Linwood.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
What do you think?
No. Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Morning.
Hi there.
No, I don't know. It's not my thing. I wanna run my fingers through a guy's hair. It's my thing. I like it.
All right, so you meet a great guy who has everything you're looking for, but he's bald. Is it a deal breaker?
You know what? Yeah, it is.
It's a deal breaker. How about that? Now, I'm curious how much of a bitch you are. How about for...
oh, come on. Guys are so much worse than that.
Agreed.
Do you have a severe height restriction, too? Like if a guy is under 5'10 or something, you won't date him, too?
No, I'm a pretty short person. I'm only 5'1". So.
All right.
Okay, so it's... Just hair. Hair is the only deal breaker for you then.
Yeah, pretty much.
What if he's bald on his head, but he's got a ball fro?
What?
Okay, never mind.
What if he's Taye Diggs, by the way? Do you make any exceptions at all?
Um,
It was about being shallow because he's a celebrity. I mean, you don't want to come off as a gold digger.
No, we just mean right. he's super hot.
So hot, yeah. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Judy. I asked that question because, you know, 90% of the girls listening, we go, ooh, I'd never go out with a guy who's 50. But then you say, hey, here's George Clooney. And all right. of a sudden, they're in. So sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. Right. All right, let's try that's the wrong button. Let's try Michelle. She's on line one. She's in Winnetka.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Good, thanks.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
Guy going bald. You let him go bald? Are you still attracted to him? What's the story?
I personally think it's very attractive, especially when they don't try to fight it, because it still just shows a little more confidence. And that'll, whether their head is shaped correctly or not, their confidence in just having to shave it off kind of makes them sexy, I guess.
All right. So the confidence is what you're drawn to instead of the comb over.
Right. Yeah. No, because just trying to hide it and trying to do everything to prevent it, I think it's a little, it's a turnoff. It's a like, yeah, just kind of go work with what you got. And if you're going bald, just go bald all the way.
All right.
So not a deal breaker for you. So mugs can still get a girlfriend even in 2 years, right?
Well, I'm not sure she's saying that.
Yeah, I didn't say all that. I didn't go that far.
She's not talking about mugs.
All right. Thank you for the call, my dear. We appreciate it. Let's try Jackie. She's in North Hollywood. She's on line seven. Now, she's got an interesting distinction on baldness.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bald guys, yes?
Yeah, my fiance is bald.
Okay. Okay, all right. You're walking the walk.
He has what I call a majestic red beard.
A majestic what beard?
A majestic red beard.
Red beard.
Excellent, yes.
Bald head, big beard.
Big beard. Huh. It used to be a lot bigger, but he trimmed it. So okay. It's still good, though. It's very thick.
Does the beard somehow help that he's bald? Like, would it be worse if he was just bald and didn't have a beard?
He swears that it wouldn't. We've been together for almost 2 years, and he says that I wouldn't like it if he shaved the beard off. He showed me pictures. I think it looks fine. But right. I think he likes to have that. You know, and I think it looks fantastic.
Because
he's also tall and handsome and blue eyes. You know,
I wonder if some of the bald guy having a beard is a statement to the outside world that says, "Hey, look, I can grow hair. I just don't have it up there."
Huh? Maybe. Yeah. But I also like, and I think for girls who like, at least for me, my dad was bald, or he is. Bald.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes a big difference.
And in the '80s, he was bald with like a curly half mullet. Which is not a good look.
Oh, come on, the half mullet. That's strong.
Thank you, Jackie. Let's do one more. Christina is down in San Diego, and she's on line 8. She has some very bad news for guys.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. Hello, Lisa Knight.
Hello.
My husband is balding, and so he shaves his head. He's a Marine, so it looks really good on him. But it has to be the right shaped head. You know?
Well, that's the problem, is until you shave your head, and Bean and I found this out in New Orleans, until you shave your head, you don't know how bad your head looks.
No, I absolutely get it, because I shaved my head in college, biffed it, like completely shaved, and it was awful. My mom even said, she's like, I saw that head when you were born. It is not a good shape.
But see, I like a girl who shaves her head in college.
the reason I wanted you on, Christina, is because you said it depends on the shape of your head, which is something that we can do nothing about. Like, what can a guy do if he's losing his hair and he has an awful bald head? He's just hosed.
You have to have a lot of money then.
All right. I guess so. Good enough.
So, Muggs, you are striking out at every possible opportunity here. By the way, Dan asks a great question about the bald conversation we were having. Why is it that bald African-American guys look like warrior poets and bald white dudes look like Uncle Fester? That's an excellent question.
That is an excellent question.
Think about all the black dudes, whether it's Denzel Washington or Dave Chappelle or Steve Harvey. They look great bald.
Yeah, it's hard to think of someone who can't pull it off.
Hey, that's not fair.
It doesn't seem like it's fair at all.
Because we're white guys, and white guys can't. We look like skinheads. We look terrible.
Exactly. Hey, some big news in the world of our friend Adam Carolla. Not only is Catch a Contract coming back, season 2 on Spike TV, October 5th. That's the end of next week, don't you know, at 10 p.m. Now a one-hour episode instead of 30 minutes. But he has a new website called CarollaDrinks.com. Adam, what's this about? Why is AdamCarolla.com no longer the place we want to go for all of our Mangria needs?
I got a new bottle. I got a new website. I got a new screw cap. I got a new formula. Everything is new, but the wife and kids, and they're going next.
So in other words, there's so many exciting developments in the Mangria world that it's too big for AdamCarolla.com.
That's right. I've outgrown myself.
Are you going to get fat and just withdrawn and not do anything once you can?
Yeah.
When you become a mogul?
Yeah, I'm going to get some cats that I carry around with me.
Long uncut fingernails.
Yeah.
You're going to start peeing in mason jars.
Yeah, I'm going to call everyone under 45 kid.
I like it.
And I'm going to say things like, I don't like the cut of his jib.
I like it, too. CorollaDrinks.com is where you want to go. By the way, Mangria is now available for purchase online and with shipping to 38 states. So you definitely want to check out the very latest, including the new bottle, the new cap, and everything like that. CorollaDrinks.com. Adam joins us each week at this time for a feature we like to call This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at three and making my way on up to number one. First, I'm going to close the door for this one because the family's running around. But
can't have them hearing this.
I got to tell you, I was sickened the other day when I went on one of those adult websites. And let me tell you why. You know, you click on one of the movies, you got some hot, busty 19-year-old broad, not a blemish on her, doing unspeakable acts with two dudes, and it's in high def, and you're like, and it's free, and you're like, oh, my God, can you imagine having this when you were in high school? And then you go down to the bottom, and there's like 621 likes. And 111 dislikes. And I'm like, I want to find the MFers who gave the thumbs down to the free porn with the 19-year-old taking it with the two dudes.
In HD, for free.
Can you imagine? Who are these animals? Could you imagine when you were in high school, there's a magical box on top of your desk,
yeah.
And all this porn from around the world comes flying in, and you're like, I don't know. I'm giving it a thumbs down.
If it's free, at the very most, if you don't like it, you just change to something else. You never comment on it. That's absurd.
I mean, there was literally over 100 dislikes for this, like, 19-year-old Swedish D-cup who looked like a model. It was like, oh, there wasn't enough semen in the air. There wasn't a bowling pin involved. I would, you know, my new show is I just find the dislikes, go to their house, and slap the crap out of them.
Oh, I like that. I want to see that. Probably be the same group for every single thing that's out there.
Oh, my God, humanity. All right, number two, flashlights. I've realized this. Someone brought this up on my podcast the other day. Why do flashlights have to take 15 different batteries and load 15 different ways, and have 15 different ways of turning them on and off?
Yeah.
And why so much adjustment? You know, like in the lens, you can go wide and just illuminate the entire mountainside.
Right.
Or you can turn it tight and shoot a laser beam that'll burn a hole in a piece of plate steel.
Right.
Why? Why not? Don't you just feel like a flashlight should just have a medium setting and we're fine? You ever feel like you need to go, hold on, let me dial this in. Three clicks to the right, two to the left. There we go. That's perfect. And then they're the ones that load from the front. So when you think you're adjusting them, all you do is pop the front of the thing off.
Yeah, true.
Then they're the ones that pop off from the back. Then there's the ones that turn on by you turning that thing that you think is adjusting the thing, except for you're turning it on, but you're not sure which way to turn it.
Right.
And if you turn it off and you do more than half a turn, the thing pops off because everything's spring-loaded. And then this one takes 5 D cells, and that takes 3 C cells. And this one, this just runs off a good vibe. This one just runs off a good vibe, just coursing through your thumb. Wouldn't we be living in a utopia if they were all just backloaders, they all just took a C-cell, they all had an on-off button that was made of rubber, and by the way, that button was colored red, not black, the same color as a GD flashlight.
So in other words, they've taken something that at one time in this country was perfect, and they managed to screw it up for the rest of us.
They gave us 7,000 versions of it, and now I'm not sure which one takes what batteries and how they turn on, and could you give me just a little low battery light? Could you give me just a little amber LED light on the back that said, you know what, you're going to make it down the street with your dog, but you're not making it back. Not on these batteries.
You don't ask for much, Adam.
I don't ask for much. It's perfection from humanity. And number one, flight diverted. You guys are sure talking about this with the guy who was masturbating on the plane.
Oh, my God. Was that something else? Tried to open the door to get out of the plane in the middle. They had to divert the plane. Yeah.
Okay. So the way I see it, between all the crazy people, all the booze, all the dogs, and all the crazy narcissists, and I mean, just all the people that are self-medicating, all the dogs that are defecating, and all the insanity. Right. By the time my kids get to college, every fourth flight's going to be diverted.
Yeah.
So we need to start figuring this out, because every time a dog takes a dump, we got to go set it down in Poughkeepsie somewhere, right?
Or there's a fight over or somebody reclining a seat. You got to set that plane down, too.
Right. So from now on, standard issue, along with the bulked-up cockpit door, is the Hannibal Lecter refrigerator dolly that just sits in the back of the plane.
I like
just it. Just in plain view. And as she's going over all the emergency stuff and your emergency hatches over here in the plane and up in the train, the upright position, she also says, I'd like to point out a piece of equipment that's going to be in the back of our plane. You see the refrigerator dolly with the straps on it and the hockey mask on top of it? It's very uncomfortable, but one of you may get a chance to ride in it if you don't get your crap together. We're not going to divert anything. We'll divert your ass to that dolly. We'll strap you in. You'll be strapped to the wall, and there's where you'll hang. Maybe you'll get some Fiesta mix if we really want to torture you.
That's a great idea, because there's no reason that one out-of-control passenger should screw up the rest of the week for 400 other people who are on the plane. It's insane.
And by the way, what do you got to do? You got to call your wife now because you're in Cleveland and you're supposed to be in New York. You're like, yeah, it's a... No, I'm okay. Guy was beating off, and I'll see you tomorrow. It doesn't look like we're making it in today. Like, what is that? And it's happened 5 times in the last 2 months. It's going to happen 10 times in the next 3 months, and it's going to just keep going from there. Put the refrigerator dolly with the straps in it in the back of the plane.
I like it.
And by the way, let it serve as a reminder every time a crazy person heads to the bathroom to rub one out. Okay, I don't want to end up here.
That's right.
Put my crap together.
Once again, Adam Carolla has all the answers. AdamCarolla.com for upcoming live appearances. Don't forget, Catch a Contractor is back on Spike TV October 5th at 10. And new formula, new bottles, new website. It's CarollaDrinks.com. Ace Man, thanks for the time, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Because fortune favors the bold.
That was a moment with Ralph.
Ralph missed yesterday because he's got a tiny back issue.
Yeah.
And he's on some, I believe, some muscle relaxers. And that was a great moment.
I'm sorry.
Did you not hear the moment?
No.
I'll play it for you again.
Okay.
And now, a moment with Ralph.
Because fortune favors the bold.
That was a moment with Ralph.
That wasn't today, was it?
No, I thought it was.
It wasn't.
Oh. Corrected.
I was confused as well.
What were you talking about? You can't even set up the moments where someone else screws up, right?
Apparently not.
Look, that's a moment now. Now, him introducing the moment with is now a moment with.
How dare
you. It's like time is folding in on itself. The snake is eating its tail. It's Inception. Someone jar me.
We put the Dr. Drew bat signal in the sky, if that's a thing. And we're going to talk to him coming up right after the top of the hour, Ralph, about the concern you raised about how few parents, apparently, in wealthy areas of Southern California are getting their kids vaccinated. Because that sounds like something that's got to be stopped. Like, I almost feel like you should force people to be vaccinated, shouldn't you?
They said that parts of affluent Southern California, Malibu, the West Side, Santa Monica, the vaccination rates are lower than in Sudan.
Jeez.
Wow.
Seems like we should have a better record than Sudan, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Well, Dr. Drew's clearly not getting the word out, so we'll give him a chance to set the record straight here when we talk to him.
He's not a real doctor, first of all. That's the first problem.
He does play one on TV, though. No, he's very convincing.
He's got that doctor show.
He's a real doctor.
On CLNN.
And this might be his biggest pet peeve.
First type of the showbiz beat, though, here on a Thursday. Here's Ralph.
But he wants us all to smoke weed, though, right? That's part of his plan.
I believe that's true.
Let's put the vaccinations in weed.
Boom.
Oh,
see?
People get it whether they want it or not.
Everybody's covered.
I like it.
I like it, too. Oh, tragic news, sad news, horrible news.
Uh-oh.
One of the greats is gone.
No.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Who?
Oh, you want to know who?
Yeah, who?
Skippy Lowe.
Wait, who?
Skip E. Mother Effin Lowe. Skip, capital E, period, Lowe.
I don't know Skippy Lowe.
How do you not know Skippy Lowe?
I just...
Skippy Lowe, for more than 3 decades... had a public access television show here in Los Angeles where he would interview stars.
I love that. Because public access is normally...
It would just be a super close-up on him and a super close-up on whatever faded Hollywood celebrity he had from the past sitting across from him in some photo mat someplace where they set up these cameras.
Awesome.
And it was magical.
Yeah.
Where did they?
Who aired that?
It was public access, so I don't know whatever your local cable system was at the time. But
that's where we found Let's Paint.
Yeah, public access. Yeah, sure. And there was I was a big public access fan back in the day. There was Francine Dancer, a woman who would get up and just dance to weird music for like a half an hour, not say anything.
That's the kind of stuff I would get
stuck
on, too.
And you can still see her, by the way, rolling around in a wheelchair in Hollywood these days.
Oh, no.
But she doesn't need it. Don't feel bad
for
it. You'll see her get up, and she'll walk over, and she'll, like, go through the trash and everything, and she'll go back in the wheelchair and then just wheel down the street. She'll, like, push it with her feet, the wheelchair.
That's just lazy.
I think so. And she was Francine Dancer, for God's sakes. But Skippy Lowe was the master of the Hollywood in-depth interview. And his real claim to fame is this is the guy that Martin Short based Jiminy Glick on.
Oh,
really?
This is where Jiminy Glick came from.
Oh, that's funny.
You
that's
may remember Martin Short's character. When you first started, you were just a young, sexy man, weren't you? Well, Skippy Lowe was the original Jiminy Glick.
Did not realize
Here's
that.
Here's a little piece of tape where Skippy Lowe is talking to screen legend Tony Curtis.
When you first arrived, signing with Universal, Tony Curtis, you were 22, star overnight. You were just a sexy-looking, good, dark-looking guy.
That was the whole basis of my career at the beginning.
Sex.
My looks.
Looks.
Yeah, I think Skip had a little thing for Tony there. But
sex. Looks.
You're a sexy, dark-looking guy. It's just that's Jiminy Glick, the original.
I know that it's about you go into a desert and there's a ship somewhere and then you sign a huge check and if you don't, they'll kill you.
That's right.
Sounds the same.
Same
so
guy.
Yeah. Why is there no more cable access? It's just the rules are restricted and cable channels don't have to offer it anymore?
Well, we don't have
because a lot of people have, for instance, Comcast Cable. Why isn't there a cable access channel anymore? My guess is they just don't have to do it, just like the radio stations do far less public service programming than they used to be required to
do. I think once satellite television came in, it sort of broke up the consistency of everyone having to subscribe to a cable system. If you lived in a neighborhood, you had a cable system, and they had to provide a certain amount of public broadcasting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think with the influx of satellite broadcasts and things, there's so many people get their television from so many different sources. I don't know if that's the case anymore. Maybe they still do public
access. It's not a step in the right direction, I'll tell you that. There should always be cable access.
Yeah. But it used to be you'd pay a fee, and you'd go down there to the cable station, and you could produce any program you want, and they had to put it on because you paid for it.
And there was no FCC, and there was cursing.
You could say anything
and all
you want,
stuff.
And it was just madness.
Well, it was good times.
It was like the Wild West of television.
It was all the people who should never have been on TV.
Yes.
On TV.
Absolutely.
That was great.
And Skippy Lowe was one of them, and now he has passed away at the age of 85.
Mm.
He was a child actor. He's one of those guys who sort of had a career as a kid, and then never worked again, but still loved Hollywood, so he would just sit down and say, Tony Curtis, you're a handsome man.
Sexy.
Sex. Sex. You're crazy about sex.
I never heard of this guy before 3 minutes
Skippy
ago.
Lowe?
And now I am sad that he is dead.
Well, go on YouTube and punch up Skip E. Lowe and look at his interviews with some of Hollywood's biggest celebrities.
Sex.
My looks.
And you will have a good time. Today's celebrity birthdays, Barbara Walters is 85 years old today. Michael Douglas and his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, both celebrate a birthday today. She's 45. He's 70. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, again, soon. Can't wait. 63 years old. Michael Madsen's 57. Tate Donovan's 51. Will Smith is 46.
At least Skip.
Look at Skip.
At least Skip looked good in the end.
Skip always had that white blonde hair, long, long white blonde hair. Hollywood.
That's a cartoon. That is not a person.
He is Skip E. Lowe. There he is.
Wow. I love him.
I'm
so sad.
We're talking about sex.
He kind of looks like Wally George a little bit.
A little bit. Well, yeah. Wally was another great local television legend from Southern California. They're all gone now. They're all gone, man. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Let's try not to get hysterical here. Let's start with what we can agree on, guys, and that's that vaccinations cause autism, right? We all agree on that.
All right. Easy. How about some science? Can we have a little bit of science?
Dr. Drew joins us on the phone, apparently from a pay phone in New York. Where are you today, Drew?
I'm on a cell phone in New York, standing in the rain. It's awesome.
Standing in the rain. Good.
We will try to make this very quick. Ralph did a story earlier this morning on the Showbiz Beat that comedian actor Rob Schneider has lost his job as a spokesperson for the State Farm Insurance Company because he's one of those guys who's outspoken against vaccinations. And then, Ralph, you brought up something shocking that I had not heard before that we wanted to talk to the doc about.
Yeah, this week they did some research, and they're finding that the problem areas where people aren't getting vaccinated are in the affluent areas of Southern California. In some areas, Doc, they said in this article I read that the number of kids being vaccinated is lower than that of the Sudan.
Lower than that in areas that would do anything to get a higher vaccination rate and can't get clean water.
Right.
I mean, it's really bizarre. I mean, do these same people, when they consult with a plumber, tell them the plumber doesn't know what he's talking about, they're going to make the decision, or a carpenter, they don't know what carpenter doesn't know how to swing a door. Oh, no, we know how to do this better. And yet when they talk to physicians, the scientific illiteracy is so stunning that they're going to tell some of the most trained people on earth that they know better. It's really stunning. I mean, why would we as physicians go and recommend these things? There's no money in it for doctors. In fact, you could argue there's less money for doctors because it prevents illness. There's no reason that we are biased other than our scientific training, which tells us it's one of the most important breakthroughs in the history of medicine. I vaccinate my kids and myself with every vaccine I can get my hands on because it prevents things from not just infections. And by the way, we had a huge whooping cough outbreak in Southern California this year because of the low vaccine rates, to cancer, cervical cancer, and head and neck cancers with the HPV vaccine.
So where is the fallacy coming from? There can't be that many people who are going to Jenny McCarthy and Rob Schneider for medical advice. Where are they hearing
It's a bizarre sense of exceptionalism. You know, they're hearing it from pseudoscientific gurus, and because if someone doesn't really have a scientific training, science is not what people think it is. You know, it really is not a good story. In fact, stories don't often make sense in science. It's about math. It's about the applied math and the biology and the physics. And most people are never even exposed to these disciplines. And so they have no framework from which to evaluate what they're being told. And if the story sounds good to them, they believe the story as opposed to the scientific mathematical facts. And they just can't evaluate it.
Is it in these affluent areas, Drew, that it's like this hipster health food store mentality where it's just getting spread around that anything medical is bad for you?
Yeah, it's some sort of weird anti-authoritarian, as though physicians have some weird bias or we're somehow distorted in our view, or that, you know, we have the best judgment. It's literally they'd rather listen to the fox in charge of the hen coop than somebody who actually is trained to make these decisions, who actually has, I mean, if we had any doubts at all, would we vaccinate our kids? As opposed to getting every vaccine I get my hands on, which is what I in fact do, because it's so clear, it's so glaringly clear, while this bizarre exceptionalism, and there's going to be deaths as a result. When people have never even seen bad infections, so they don't even know what they're assessing or what they're trying to prevent, because they've never seen it. Mm. As physicians, of course we've seen it, and we want to prevent it.
I see that measles are just going through the roof, like the highest rates in this country in over 20 years. Is that the same reason, vaccinations, doctor?
And there are people out there who can't get vaccines, the young people, for instance, that may have compromised immunity or other chronic medical conditions that make vaccines impossible for them, who are going to get infections. They're relying on the herd not to get the virus. And if the herd starts becoming infected, it's going to expose our most vulnerable. And by the way, even people who've been vaccinated may not have adequate antibody to fend out the kinds of epidemics we're going to see in the near term. It's going to happen. It's just that's pure biology.
That's why I'm surprised that you, Dr. Drew, have never addressed vaccinations.
Well, what I hate is being accused of having some sort of bias or somehow there's something distorting my view or being paid. What are they thinking? But what's so bizarre? No. I did 20 years of training for me to be able, and then have had 20 years of experience for me to be able to say, no, this is the best thing for you. I strongly recommend.
Do they equate you as the man, as part of the man?
I think that's it, or that somehow we as physicians have had been distorted in our training somehow, that we too have had the wool pulled over our eyes. And again, it's that exceptionalism that, we know better. Well, please, next time a carpenter tells you how to swing a door, take exception with them. They've had a little less training than most physicians. And they would never dream of doing that.
Hey, Drew, why do they have these forms available in schools where parents can opt out on vaccination and still have their kids in public and private schools?
Well, because, we're a free society. And we don't, we don't want the man intruding and telling us how to do things. And I'm sympathetic to that philosophy. I really am. I don't like the idea that people can tell us how to do anything from our government, and maybe we're getting a little more sensitive to that kind of we feel like government's crawling up our tush in all areas, and I understand that. But when it comes to the people that are supposed to be, they're trained their whole life to be able to make a good decision for you, rely on those decisions and go ahead and do what they tell you to do.
But these people are putting other kids' lives at risk, not only their own, by not getting the vaccinations done.
That's the issue. That's the really what's so disturbing about this. And it's going to happen. It's not something that might happen. It's going to be real trouble ahead. And let's remember that what is going on in our country that elite communities have lower, poorer health practices than areas of the globe that can't get clean water. I mean, what does that mean? Think about that. Believe me, the places that want to get clean water would happily take the clean water and the vaccine.
Yeah.
Happily.
Yeah.
They'll happily take it from you.
Let me circle back around to where we started, which is Rob Schneider, who is the news story that prompted this discussion this morning on the Kevin Bean Show, Dr. Drew. And just address this one thing before we let you go and get out of the rain. Here's a quote from Rob Schneider. The idea that vaccines don't injure people is a fallacy. $2 billion have been paid out to people who have been vaccine injured or died in the United States. This is a real thing.
There, anybody that interacts with the medical system in any way can get harmed. That's a fact. And that any intervention of any type can have an adverse effect. It just can't. But look at the math. Just look at the probabilities. I don't want to take issue with Rob. I just want to take issue with the fact that the exceptionalism that people declare and the fact that they can't understand, they can't really interpret the mathematics and the biology properly. I grab every vaccine I can get and give it to my kids. I mean, that's simply because it's good for them, because the risks of the vaccine are vastly, vastly less than the risk of not vaccinating.
Yeah.
The podcasts are available at drdrew.com and podcast1.com. Don't forget you can listen to Dr. Drew on Loveline 5 nights a week with Mike Catherwood here on KROQ and Dr. Drew on Call weeknights on HLN, Monday through Thursdays at 6. Doc, get out of the rain, man. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:43.
I don't know about the lead singer. When they perform, he performs nude.
What the?
I don't want to see a guy nude. I don't know. Anyway, but he's nude.
What?
Everybody else is dressed.
Are you positive?
Coldplay?
I've seen Coldplay a lot of times.
I never noticed that at all. I think I would have. Hey, Ralph, it's your time for a final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday morning. What's going on?
Well, looks like porn star Kim Kardashian refuses to live under Kanye West's absolute rule.
Uh-oh, it's on.
Yeah.
It's Kim Kardashian West.
I'm sorry, that's right. Porn star Kim Kardashian West. Sources close to the relationship say that Kanye goes through her phone every night.
Oh my God.
No.
How insufferable.
So in retribution, porn star Kim Kardashian West has splurged on a secret cell phone that she keeps separately so that she can have some modicum of privacy.
Wow.
And I don't blame her a bit. That's got to be infuriating, right?
Look, even if you're not doing anything that your spouse can't see, you have a right to privacy.
Yeah, nobody wants anybody going through their stuff. I mean, Bean hides food from his wife, for God's sakes. Can you imagine what he does with his cell phone? If he's keeping his cookies to himself, I can only imagine there's some sort of lockbox where he keeps his phone.
If you didn't hear that story, Bean does hide food way up high because his wife is short and she can't reach it.
So he can keep the food for himself.
Come on. It's not true or not. It's true, but true. It's not that out of bounds. Come on.
No, what Kanye's doing is out of bounds. What you're doing is insane.
I've got I don't even think I told you guys this at the time.
What do you got now?
This is, I swear to God, this is true. I've got a secret mini fridge in the basement that she doesn't know about for things like chocolate milk.
A fridge?
A mini fridge, yeah. Because, you know, it's one thing I can hide, you know, Oreos or whatever, but, you know, something like chocolate milk, you got to put that in the refrigerator. I can't just hide that in the real refrigerator, so I got a secret mini fridge.
Secret.
In the
secret mini fridge. What? How is it secret? Is it disguised look like a set of snow tires or something? How do you make a secret? You see a fridge in the basement, like, oh, it's a fridge. It's not a secret.
No, it's a mini fridge.
It looks like a library, and you pull the right book out. And then no. It opens up.
I have it in the area of the fridge that's kind of cordoned off. It's got there's a separate room in the fridge that's just for, you know, lawn furniture and things like that, seasonal stuff,
the
Christmas
fridge?
Decorations,
what?
Things like that.
I think you mean the basement, not the fridge.
In the basement, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You said you keep it in a certain segment of the fridge where you keep lawn furniture.
I apologize. Now, I've got a room in the basement that is really just storage, and it's like behind a big curtain
for
or something.
For the bodies.
Like that. And that's where the fridge is. The fridge is deep within there, so she'll never find it.
Because you are only able to buy chocolate milk one time in your life?
Sure. You know, they only sold it that one day, remember? Remember chocolate milk day?
Honestly, couldn't you buy like a gallon a day?
Look, I know
what you need to go through to get a glass of chocolate milk, by the way, must pale in comparison to just being on the up and up and keeping it in the main fridge.
He's got a
cone. He's got to go downstairs. He's got to go behind the curtain.
He's got an eyeball scan.
Secret lawn furniture section to get some freaking chocolate milk.
You guys know, man.
Pokes his finger, gets a blood test. Make sure
DNA is being coded.
What the hell's happening
at your house? I got a retina scanner, so I'm the only one allowed
to. Seriously.
But just, you know what,
buy
it's like
more milk.
Right, but you know what it's like. Look.
Buy more.
Who hasn't been
go
there when they've been, they've been excited about their chicken sandwich or their granola cereal or whatever it is, and then all you care about is, I'm going to get home and I'm going to have that thing, and then you get home and it's gone because somebody else ate it. That's no bueno.
But we deal with it as adults. We deal with the disappointment and
no
we move on.
No secret fridges
we don't
in our lives.
Here's what I would do if
it never happens.
If I was you, because you don't have any kids, right? So it's
right.
It's one person.
Right.
Right.
You and your wife.
The person who supposedly loves you. So you go to her and you say, I really love my chocolate milk, and I would be really disappointed if I went there and it wasn't there. And she would go, no problem.
But we talked about
that. How much does she love chocolate milk? That she's
going to
forsake your relationship and swallow all the chocolate milk.
She barely drinks.
Show him.
She barely ever
well,
has
then why do you hide it?
It's not even an issue.
I just like to be on the safe side. That's all. Look, I told you guys when this came up, when I was hiding food above, you know, in the highest cabinets that she can't reach, I told you guys I would feel like a dick if I went to her and said, hey, this is my food. Don't eat it.
No. That's not a dick.
I don't want to do that.
You don't feel like a dick hiding food from your wife in a secret fridge?
Not at all.
Because
that's private.
There's nothing wrong with saying, look, if the chocolate milk gets low, please don't finish it off or go buy another because I really like
it.
That's it.
And she'll go, fine.
Honey, please help me make sure there's always chocolate milk in the house. And
boom,
she'll go, okay.
Done.
Make her a partner, not your enemy.
No retina scan. No secret service down there.
You say there's nothing wrong with hiding the food. That's not a problem. Then how did she react when she found out?
I don't remember her being thrilled
you
with
don't?
It.
How do you, I don't. What do you remember her being?
I think she was a little disappointed.
And by disappointed, you mean?
Angry as hell.
Was she furious?
I haven't seen her in a few weeks, if that's what you're asking. Look, I'm just trying to get along without ruffling any feathers, without making any awkward situations.
But no, this is your Asperger's, where you are unable to change your direction. Once you're going in a certain direction,
you need chocolate milk.
You
must
like,
have it.
If that doesn't happen, you just fall apart.
It's secret She's fridge right. highway. There's no off ramps on secret fridge highway.
She's right.
No U turns and no off ramps.
That's true, people. That's true.
You have no idea.
How did we get off on this terrible tangent? What are
because
we talking
Kanye
about?
Kanye is going through Kim's phone.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I don't do that, and she doesn't do that, so that's not an issue here. So let's move on.
We'll tell you when we're going to move on.
Moving on.
I got nothing better than that. Let me just give away some stuff, and let's get on with our weekend, shall we? Oh, wait a minute. Tomorrow's Friday, isn't it?
I got so excited for just one second.
Wow, this is awesome. It's already the weekend.
What?
That's great news.
I'm sorry. I'm low on my pain meds. Annabelle's name of the movie looks terrifying. I've said this before. Crazy kids, possessed children in horror movies terrify me, and inanimate objects that come to life, like this vintage-style Annabelle. experiencing terrifying supernatural occurrences in the home where this doll is kept. Just don't keep antique dolls. That's my moral of my story.
But if you do, hide it in a fridge in the basement.
That's right. Where no one can find it.
You are all going to die tonight.
We've got passes to the premiere of Annabelle. It happens September the 29th at the TCL Chinese Theater. I've got five lucky winners. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. Call now, and we will give you a pair of passes to go see the premiere of Annabelle, which is in theaters everywhere on October the 3rd. I really thought it was Friday.
Who was the eccentric billionaire that used to walk around in like tissue boxes?
Howard Hughes.
That's Bean.
Yes,
that is Bean.
He is quickly.
He's hiding cookies up high. He's hiding milk downstairs where she can't find it.
What's going on? Little by little, he is resigning from the human race. And it's tragic.
It's awesome.
I can hear you guys. You know, I'm still here.
For now. Just barely.
Today's celebrity birthdays. TV host Barbara Walters is 85 years old today. Actor Michael Douglas turned 70. His lovely wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, 45 years old today. You know, they had almost divorced, but they're back together again.
Fantastic.
She found his hidden stash of chocolate milk, and it was almost all over, but they somehow managed to work it out. Mark Hamill, 63 years old today. Michael Madsen is 57. Tate Donovan is 51. Rapper T.I. turns 34. Rapper and actor Donald Glover is 31 years old today. And Cheryl Teagues, at one time the biggest supermodel in the world, cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. She in the 70s was the personification of the supermodel. Now she is 67 years old today, and I think she likes to drinks a bit.
Can I tell you that I threw out the first pitch for the Dodger game because I'm from Los Angeles.
Right.
It was a perfect pitch.
Was it?
Yep. There's not a scratch on the ball. There's not a piece of dirt on the ball. I was right up there. Well, I'll just keep talking.
Oh, good.
So I've been involved with them since really yesterday, but I hope to be involved more. Oh!
There's a ground ball right side knocked down by Dozier.
I was at a lot of places before they became, and I was before they became famous. I was in Cancun. Oh wow! For the I don't know when to talk or not.
Yeah, always.
How about never
talk? Always.
Yeah, that's what it's like for you guys with me.
That's close, man. That is close.
Except I never had myself looking at a picture of you in a bathing suit from the front of Sports Illustrated magazine. So Cheryl gets a little bit more of a pass than you do. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Nope. Stop it. That's going to drive everyone crazy because it's not Friday. It's only Thursday. It's only Thursday. Tomorrow is
brutal.
Friday. Stop.
That's sad.
Sorry, I apologize. That's my bad. That's on me. That one's on me. I apologize.
Because you said it.
Yeah, exactly.
Melissa Fumero will be in studio tomorrow from Brooklyn 99. We have Phil Kogan, the host of The Amazing Race.
That's right, brother.
In studio.
I'm out.
Oh, that's Hulk. This is Phil. We have RJ Bell giving us his picks for the NFL. And we have a big-time director, Antoine Fuqua, is going to be here talking about The Equalizer.
Oh, cool.
So good.
How about that? And the movie.
17 seconds.
Because tomorrow... It's Friday.
It's Friday?
Yeah, that's tomorrow.